Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in. This is going to be one hell of a ride as we expose the New World Order and its criminal operations and their key current offensive against humanity, the staged swine flu pandemic that they've already declared under level 6, the covert operations they're engaging, the military, the police being publicly merged, the FEMA camps, the mass graves being built, bizarre quarantines going on secretly in Austin, Texas. I have firsthand knowledge of that I'm going to be specifically going over coming up today. There is no doubt in my mind they are going to go big time with this flu hysteria in September, October, November, December, January. So we have a very important broadcast lined up today. 2 hours with Steve Quayle in T-minus, 58 minutes, 27 seconds. And then Ron Paul for a full 30 minutes, and I'm going to ask him about the flu and the hysteria. Back in the 70s, he did a video exposing how it was all fear-mongering fraud. So that is coming up today. Speaking of Ron Paul, there is a purge online of even his videos that he puts out and authorizes people to post on their sites. C-SPAN junkie's been suspended, who does fair use select clips of C-SPAN. There is just an all-out massive purge against anything anti-private Federal Reserve. I've also noticed an attack profile that's clearly being generated by the Pentagon and by the big hired lobbyist and PR firms. They're fighting fire with fire. They're saying it's a New World Order conspiracy, H.R. 1207, to audit the Fed. And that if we audit the Fed, it will abolish it, and then we'll have the new Bank of the World. No, the Federal Reserve is a regional governorship of the Bank of the World that's already been set up for decades. Now it's just going public. And by discrediting the Federal Reserve, we then discredit the entire private central banking crime complex worldwide. But the enemy has their operatives out. They've learned that they've lost all credibility. And no one buys anything they say or do. So the only way to counter the liberty movement, the freedom movement, the renaissance movement, the transparency movement, the dignity movement, is to say we're New World Order. And good. I say use it. People are waking up to that scam as well. So hit us with your best shot. Fire away, as the rock and roll song from the 80s says. Because we got the truth on our side, and auditing this criminal, arrogant group that says it's above the law is the only way to go as we continue to expose. It's the Federal Reserve proposing the new Bank of the World. It's these guys proposing the new world currency. It's an arm of the New World Order. They're saying, don't chop off that arm because then the bigger body will take over. No, the arm is part of the body. We are exposing the beast itself. If we could get at the head, we would. And this is how you get at the head. You first hack its arms off. We first have to expose the beast itself, and that's what we're doing. And so that talking point is falling flat on its stinking face. They are going into absolute, total, and complete panic mode right now. But really important show lined up for you today with Ron Paul and Steve Quayle. So please call everybody you know. Because there's millions of people asking, you know, what's going on? Why are they quarantining my school? Why are they quarantining the hospital? Why are they quarantining the church? Why are they quarantining people getting off planes? What is all this about? Why are they hyping it? Why are they saying forced inoculations? You're going to get the complete scoop. Not the skinny. You're going to get the T-bone steak of documentation and information today. It's all coming up. Also, Alabama County may call in troops to perform law enforcement duties. Swine flu vaccine contains live H1N1 virus. Diseased African monkeys used to make swine flu vaccines. Private military contractor holds key patents. It's all coming up. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Clearly show us the attack profile, the battle plan of the globalists, of the social engineers. And I'm going to be going over this information right now and then into the second and third hour with Steve Quayle and then Congressman Ron Paul for a full 30 minutes today. And if you have questions for Ron Paul, I will take three or four questions from the audience today for Congressman Ron Paul, but let's go ahead and get those in the next 30 minutes or so. Showtips at InfoWars.com. Showtips at InfoWars.com. And I will ask a few of the questions, if they're short and simple, maybe more, of Congressman Ron Paul. So we usually have about 20 minutes with him. We've got 30 coming up today, so that gives me a chance to ask him more questions. So showtips at InfoWars.com. If you would like to have some of your questions asked directly to Congressman Ron Paul when he joins us today in the last hour, in the fourth hour, in 2 hours and 50 minutes from now. Okay, let me just read through the stack of news I have here in front of me. Alabama County may call in troops to perform law enforcement duties. Combat vehicles on the streets of Springfield, Illinois. Heavy APCs with tank turrets. And they're saying this is the new system. I have another video up on prisonplanet.com of Campaign for Liberty, anti-socialized Obamacare people peacefully on a street corner at a Washington, D.C. park. A few people handing out flyers. The SWAT team pulls an armored vehicle up and says, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. You have no First Amendment. They actually say, you have no First Amendment. I mean, that's what the troops, NORTHCOM, the tanks are for. It's to crush free speech and the spirit of 1776. This is high treason. We are going in to total martial law. Now, they're not going to announce it. But martial law is guys in black uniforms piling out of the back of an APC, acting scared to death of people handing out flyers peacefully. I mean, this is Soviet Russia. This is Nazi Germany. So that is coming up. By the way, I was up here late last night, and I told Aaron Dykes, I don't know if he did it because he's probably asleep right now, but he went through all these stories, him and Burmese, for 3 days up in D.C. shooting more footage and interviewing other people for the Obama film that'll be done in about a month. And everywhere, it didn't matter if they were in a park 200 yards away from the Washington Monument, it didn't matter if they were in a park 100 yards away from the Lincoln Memorial, it didn't matter where you go, where what you do. And it wasn't just my guys. It was scout troops. It was tourists. It was Japanese tourists. It was Texas tourists. The security guards and police walk over and treat you like subhuman trash. And this happened to me a year ago covering Bilderberg in D.C. I mean, I could be 200 yards away on a grassy slope filming the Washington Monument, and security guards would come over and say, turn it off, you're not allowed to, I'll arrest you. I would say, it's my First Amendment right. They would call cops. The cops would say, look, you do have a right to do it, but I'd like to ask you to leave. And then you'd say, well, I'm not going to. Well, why are you being disrespectful to me? You know, they're there to start a fight in their own mentally ill minds as a pretext to come after you. You know, they're hyping themselves up to commit the crime. And I'm never even upset or threatened by them. Watching them plunge a double-edged dagger in the heart of liberty, though, freaks me out. I mean, these people love it. They revel in, I mean, these guys, you pull up in a black armored vehicle. They pull up in a black armored vehicle and relish telling clean-cut, nice Americans, politely handing out little flyers to people on the street. And they just say, you're not allowed to do that. But don't have a First Amendment? No. Leave, or you'll be arrested right now. Black armored vehicles, men in black uniforms piling out. I mean, that is archetypal. That is the ultimate in tyranny. I mean, go watch a movie made 20, 30 years ago of a dystopic nightmare sci-fi future. That's what you see in them, because that was based on Soviet Russia and Nazi Germany. And they do it. They enjoy it. They enjoy strangling the Republic. They love the fact that they're doing it for foreign bankers who are going to take their pension funds and wreck their future. They do. They serve evil. They serve bullying. They serve tyranny. And they serve it with pleasure. Now, I'm not saying all police do, but the people we have on video all across this land do. But it gets worse. Aaron Dykes is about 30 feet away on a city sidewalk videotaping the World Bank, because I told him get shots of the IMF and World Bank for the film. And a security guard in what looks like a police uniform comes over and says, I killed a lot of people in Iraq. You better not mess with me. And then Aaron says, well, I hope you don't kill me. And he says, well, I got a Bronze Star. And the guy sounds like he's retarded. I mean, and he is. His soul has been completely sucked out of him. His patriotism is to say, you better not film. I will basically kill you. And he does it on camera. So I saw this last night and went, whoa, we got to play that tomorrow. So as soon as we get Aaron out of bed and get him down here, He's doing a great job. I mean, people work till midnight, 1 in the morning. They want to sleep late. I make myself get up at 6:30 this morning. But the point is that they're closing in on us, folks, and all over the nation. They'll just walk over and say, I'm going to plant a bomb on you. I understand you're not a terrorist, but I'm going to put you in lockdown as a terrorist. Now leave. I mean, that's in Truth Rising. And the police come over and grab Luke's camera and say, this is a gun. We're going to arrest you for a firearm. And they just laugh. It's funny. They revel. They do it on camera. They have been so assured of committing crimes and framing people and lying and being despots that they do this on camera. They say, you know, I killed a lot of people in Iraq. You better get out of here. I killed one too many. Well, maybe not one too many is the actual quote. This is, Aaron says nothing to the guy. He walks over and says, you better not film the building. Don't film the door. I kill a lot of people. The message is, I kill you. And soon he's going to be in your house living and eating your food. That's how tyranny works, folks. They already do. They already extract your paycheck. They're not playing games. They've got a giant army of fluoride brain damaged people that played violent video games and now have engaged in real feasting on blood. They've tasted human flesh spiritually. That's what the military does. And now they're here. And they're going to wage war on the Republic, and they're probably going to break it wide open. For all intents and purposes, they already have. And they're here to cow us and to sit on our chest and to spit in our face and punch us in the nose, you know, how a bully does, and say, you're not going to do nothing. Bam. You're not going to do nothing. Bam. Right in our face. And they get up, unzip their pants, start urinating on us. I mean, that's what they're doing. And they say, don't you frown at me or I'm going to taser you. You take it and you like it. You take what I'm doing to you or you're anti-American Al-Qaeda. You're white Al-Qaeda. That's how it works. This is the cowing. This is the breaking of the back, breaking of the spirit. This is the taking us fully into bondage so they can make you all homeless slaves in the FEMA camp and make you beg to get in that camp. I noticed in all the drills in 98 and 99 and 2000 that I went to, they'd have the role players with the Marines and Army screaming, I'm an American, let me in the camp, let me in the camp, begging to be in the camp. And they get them inside the camp and say, where'd you come from? Where'd you get the weapon? I got it in San Francisco. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Training to pull your families apart. But with the psychology, with the role players making the Marines think that it was something good they were doing and the public wants it. And let me tell you, these Marines, I was talking to them, most of them. Well, you can watch the video and make your own judgment. I mean, did everybody always talk like they were retarded? I mean, I'm not being mean, folks. I mean, these are people who are borderline mentally retarded with automatic weapons. Because he's like, when you are under camp, we will not pull up with misbehavior. I ought to pull it up for you. I mean, some of the Marines were smart, but I mean, it seemed like the commanders were the dumber they were, the higher up they went. I guess that's why it's come out in major cities. They won't hire a cop who's anywhere near 100 IQ points. People never believe me on that. You can Google it and read Baltimore, Austin, New York, Houston, L.A., because they don't want somebody that can think. You watch all these videos coming out of cops framing people, and you hear them, they're like, yeah, we frame her. It's funny. Is he going to prison? I mean, I'm going to play this clip, and they're like, yeah, we do a little Disneyland on her, a little make-believe. Is he going to prison? We set him up. I mean, it's like a cross between, I don't know, what Looney Tune character talks like that? Maybe Daffy Duck or something? Daffy Duck, it's had a lobotomy? I mean, literally, they're like, it's like Woody Woodpecker. They're getting off on it. I mean, they're getting off on it. They like it. They want to run death camps. They want to wear black uniforms. They want to do it. Yeah. They like the pretty girls. How much raping went on in New Orleans when the feds showed up? And let me tell you, all over the nation, they're getting the people ready. They're saying, oh, the troops are on the streets. Oh, the local county went bankrupt. The Marine Corps is standing by. Oh, we got a DWI checkpoint. Marine Corps is here. Ah, the Army's going to be at the local fair searching everybody. It's normal to have 3-year-olds being searched by the Marines. That's just to get the Marines like, I do this every day. It's okay. I do this for years. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnder Safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
I'm gonna go over the news. It's just so hard to believe that the Pentagon can openly be spying on the American people using the entire apparatus of the Pentagon and private contractors against us, designating us a combat enemy operation zone under NORTHCOM, openly spying on the Tea Parties and Ron Paul and myself illegally, openly engaging in narcotics trafficking into the United States, government aircraft constantly crashing full of cocaine and heroin, openly, BBC even admits, U.S. and British forces guarding the poppy fields, shipping it in in Afghanistan, openly in every state having the military. First they court into the anti-terror. Oh, now it's the anti-flu. And oh, we built FEMA camps and mass graves for everyone. And it's all real. It's all going on. And every day I see Illinois and I see Alabama and I see Texas. And just every day it's Michigan and Indiana and just different states where the Army and the Marines are, oh, the Army's moving into the local police department to help them in intelligence gathering on criminals in Seattle and in Portland and in this town and that town. I mean, just Google Army puts, what was the exact term in the last article I saw a few weeks ago? Army puts liaison officers or exchange officers in local police department. I mean, it's just all over the news. Hundreds of articles every month. And then I remember, it's in my film, Martial Law, they would have the Alabama Defense Forces, and this happened in other states, at Bayfest in one town and at football games, high school, college games, searching even three-year-old children, searching all the bags for Al-Qaeda. And the Kentucky Derby, they have the Army out running around doing security with guns drawn. And they're all over the country. And they're just getting the troops and the public and the media ready for this. Remember, there was an Alabama shooting and the Army, regular Army, shows up. Over and over and over again. They've been doing this for over a decade, but now it's coming up to a crescendo. It's so illegal, so treacherous, such treason, so anti-American. Alabama County may call in troops to perform law enforcement duties. A member in New York, Schenectady, New York, Associated Press. Oh, the mayor says we're going to call the Army in and ask them for martial law. And all these mayors that are doing this are part of Obama's mayoral council. So, see, the feds are having the locals, oh, can we have the Army? So they can then set the precedent. Another reflection of America's decline into Soviet-style militarized police state. The implementation of martial law in America advanced a step further when the sheriff of Alabama's most populous county said he would probably have to bring in National Guard troops to perform law enforcement duties due to budget cuts. See, everything is, as the feds collapse the states with all the unfunded mandates, then everything's just the feds, and then the Army becomes the national police. This has always been the plan, and now NORTHCOM goes, yes, our number one threat is now white Al-Qaeda and gun owners and veterans, and those that believe the Fed should be audited. I mean, they list it. They openly say the U.S. Army and Marines and National Guard and state defense forces, they've always been trained. They were never trained for Al-Qaeda, folks. When they call the troops in day one after they're out of boot camp, they say, okay, you're training to fight Al-Qaeda. And then day two, it's and white Al-Qaeda. See, they do that like they have local. I see these FBI flyers, you know, in small towns, big cities alike, in South Dakota and South Texas. I mean, you see it everywhere. But I've gotten them out of Houston and out of Sugar Land. That's why I say South Texas. And I've gotten documents out of South Dakota. And we've seen articles all in every area. And they tell local farmers, help us fight Al-Qaeda. Please come into a meeting this Saturday. We'll have free food and donuts and things. The FBI would like to speak to you about terror. The people get there, they spend 10 minutes on Al-Qaeda, and the next 4 hours is your neighbor growing pot? Spy on them. This is what marijuana looks like. Is your neighbor spanking their children? Call CPS. It's all about how to be tattletales. See, they tell you it's for Al-Qaeda. Folks, I read the Patriot Act. It had nothing to do with the CIA's Islamic Brigade, Al-Qaeda. They work for them. Now confirmed, mainstream news, FBI translators have gone public. I mean, it's so dark, it's so late, it's so serious, it's so criminal. It's all about you. They want your farm. They want your ranch. They want your house. They want your business. They want your kids to force them into compulsory service. They want to inject you with shots full of sterilants and cancer viruses. I have the government's own documents. They're doing it, for heaven's sakes. We're living in a nightmare science fiction movie. I'm sorry it's real. I'm sorry it's true. But, you know, 12 years ago I went to urban warfare drills and witnessed Marines with role players playing the parts of Americans they put down on their knees and shoot in the back of the head. I have it on video. It's called Police State 2000. They're training to kill you and your families. They don't belong to America anymore. They've disgraced their country. They're enemies of the Republic. Period! Period!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
It's threatening its own people. It's not threatening us. The Russian government, for all its corruption, isn't threatening the United States. No, it's the private, criminal, corporate bankers that know how to take over companies, know how to take over state governments, know how to take over national governments. They've done it hundreds of times in third world nations. They've done it here now. And they've openly, under the guise of terrorism, built up a giant apparatus to track and trace and control the American people and train us how to line up and shut up and ban free speech and ban everything that this country stands for. And the Marines and the Army have been training to take on the American people. And I'll tell you what happened. The good, intelligent, smart people have gotten out. And the intelligent, psychopathic, sociopathic people have stayed in. They're in management. And they've got a bunch of fluoride head, dumbed down, GED people, can't even get GEDs, and illegal aliens. They admit that's the biggest part of the force now. And criminals. They're hiring felons. So you got a bunch of gang-banging criminals and thugs, and I got countless videos of them. The military admits this, and that's who they have to rule America. You know, they're even recruiting illegal aliens to make up the new internment force for the Pentagon. And all these new internment camps, they're openly advertising for internment and relocation specialists at Army.mil and NationalGuard.mil. I mean, there's no more time to suck your thumbs and deny this is all going on out there. If you're a cop driving along in Austin, Texas, or a cop driving along in Chicago listening right now, or a police officer driving along in Kansas City, or somebody listening to us in Southern California on KTAE, or any of these stations around the country, there is no more time for you to deny. Which side are you on? You know, you make fun of us over the years because we'd get the urban warfare footage. We'd go interview police chiefs Delta Force tried to bribe. You know, I remember first getting on air in 96 and people calling, there's black helicopters doing drills here. They crashed in Houston. And I'd be like, oh, that's kooky. Be quiet. Then people mailed me news articles. Soldier of Fortune, Houston Chronicle. Then they tried to bribe the police chief. I went down there, heard it on the radio out of KTSA, drove down there, interviewed the police chief, made big news, made the Associated Press. Then I had local paper in Austin say I was a kook for talking about them trying to bribe the police chief, even though it happened. Then I went and interviewed the police chief of Alice, Texas, where he admitted they had foreign troops practicing taking on the American people. It's all in Police State 2000. Then the Pentagon started seeing me as an enemy, so they had guys in a parking lot pull up in their government sedan, block me in, and threaten me. And I went, oh, my gosh, this is real. They got army on me just because I found out they're covertly bribing public officials, just like they do in Iraq or any other country. They go around with big bags of money, buying everybody off. This is a giant, covert, multi-decade operation that appears to be coming to a head. Bringing down America was a big job for these boys. Because they had to find the cadres of troops that would engage in treason. And they found them now, and they got their force. And they're ready to use it. My God. This is how the Roman system fell. It's how the Greeks fell. It's how every major nation and empire falls is from its troops taking over the country. Under the control of some, you know, general or group of plutocrats. This happens over and over again throughout history. And let me tell you, it's happening here. And the elites are like, look, we got a dumbed down, decadent, lethargic, drugged out, 20% of the public on antidepressants. The rest are, you know, drunks or whatever. Maybe you got 30% that aren't drug addicts or aren't sex addicts or food addicts or whatever. Myself included, I've fallen into the traps of food and cigarettes. I'm out of it. Brain works a lot better. But look, I'm not up here on a high horse judging. I'm just telling you something. There's a total takeover going on. It appears they're going to use the flu as the pretext to have the clampdown. And then after they clamp down, the clampdown just never ends. Or they tighten it up, then untighten it a little bit, but then it's tighter than it was before. Then they tighten it up again, then untighten it a little bit. And each progressive wave, it gets a lot tighter. They tighten it right up to the breaking point, then they reduce pressure a little bit. Then you get used to that. Then they tighten the pressure up even more. Then you get ready to say no, then they back off again. It's all psychology. Everywhere, in every state, we get reports now. Every few days, another report comes in from another town, another city, on the East Coast, on the West Coast, in the middle of the country, in the North of the country, in the South of the country, in the Southwest. It's the same in Canada, the same in England, the same all over Europe. I mean, I get articles every week out of England where they have German and Czechoslovakian, Czech Republic, and Ukrainian troops will just go into a town, set up checkpoints around it with the local police and start searching citizens. And they just put in the news, oh, it's scared citizens, but it's for your own safety. Ladies and gentlemen, they just had NLE 09 with troops from 14 countries training local police how to work with foreign troops, and they've signed deals with Canada and Mexico publicly, Toronto Star, Washington Post. I mean, I have these articles in films I made in 2002, Road to Tyranny. Now it's happening widespread to use Mexican and Canadian troops and now 12 other nations against the American people. I mean, this is openly announced. We had Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Craig Robertson. He'll name names of his nephew at West Point. And there at one of the graduation ceremonies is Wesley Clark saying, yeah, we're going to use foreign troops in America. Get ready for it. I mean, they tell the troops, the officers, you're all getting chips, and some have already gotten them. I can play you San Antonio TV where they're trying to make all the feds take chips that work at airports. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Twilight Zone. It is really happening. It is really going on. And I want to tell the military, the police, I want to tell even psychopaths that work in the ranks, you're still drinking sodium fluoride, Jack, and 100-plus other chemicals. You're still being chemtrail. They now admit they're doing it. You're still having GMO food crops you're eating that have sterilants genetically engineered to the pharmacological crop. And if you don't know what a pharmacological sterilant crop is, write it down. Pharmacological sterilant crop. Pharmacological sterilant crop. Go search it. Read the mainstream news, how they are sterilizing you. And you may think that's cute and funny. See, as long as you can abuse somebody under you, you're happy if the abusers above you abuse you. I know how the psycho's brain works. You're just idiots. You're not in Kansas anymore. So they're announcing everywhere. I mean, I've got these reports with the local police and military in Illinois going, oh, yes, you know, the military's training local police how to drive these giant armored vehicles. These are giant armored vehicles, bigger than warrior vehicles. I need to look up Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia and see which one it is. Giant armored vehicles rolling around in Springfield, Illinois, everywhere. And then I've got video of Campaign for Liberty people peacefully. I want to get them on, by the way, guys. We're going to play the video later when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Armored vehicles rolling around, and then in D.C. you're trying to hand out flyers peacefully, and an armored vehicle comes rolling up, jumps up on the curb, and people jump out in black uniforms and come over and say, we're going to arrest you, you can't hand out flyers in America, on the sidewalk in D.C. Just no free speech, no nothing. I'll tell you right now, even the British before the 1776 war weren't that bold. I mean, they are just training you to be a slave. They are just slapping you upside the head. It is outrageous. And they just keep announcing it and keep doing it to acclimate the police, the military, the local citizens. A spokesman for Hale, Randy Christian, said the sheriff told Riley, this is in Alabama, after the ruling that state assistance may be needed to perform basic law enforcement tasks once the department's current funding is exhausted in early September. How about you stop having cops just out writing tickets and actually have them hunt down criminals? We will certainly be looking at calling in the National Guard, said Christian. Jefferson County has 640,000 residents and includes the state's largest city, Birmingham. And it goes on. Combat vehicles on the streets of Springfield, Illinois. On July 30th, an InfoWars reported on an Illinois Army National Guard plan to put armored security vehicles on the streets. Remember the governor, the now disgraced governor, saying he was going to have National Guard confiscate the guns? It's now begun. They go to your door, the Army does, and ask about your guns. This is in the news. I can play the governor right now. A Springfield-based military police company will be training with new armored vehicles in the area this week, the Associated Press reported. The Illinois Army National Guard says the training with the new armored security vehicles will start Thursday and run through Sunday. An InfoWars reader captured an image of the combat vehicles over the weekend. Here is a picture of the Illinois National Guard driving the new armored vehicles. These are tanks with wheels and military police vehicles through the streets of Springfield, Illinois. Staff Sergeant Daniel Becker told AP people shouldn't be afraid of the vehicles. No, they should be afraid. They need to let the idea sink in that it's normal for armed troops to be on the streets. And see, this is the public psyops announcement to accept it. Where they're deeper in Alabama, they're just saying it. But the governor has already announced this is for the people. Meanwhile, swine flu virus contains live H1N1 virus. This is openly being announced by the federal government. We're going to go into that when Steve Quayle joins us. Diseased African monkeys used to make swine flu vaccines. Private military contractor holds key patents. Squalene, the swine flu vaccine's dirty little secret, exposed. Mainline medical journals are reporting that it paralyzed many mice and rats it was given to and gave others very serious autoimmune responses in the joints, causing early onset of all sorts of very serious problems, including arthritis. Hey, You like your five-year-old having arthritis? Give them the shot, okay? Just wonder, just in a few months, when they get arthritis and they're crying, just remember I told you, okay? I mean, evil sicko eugenicists run things. And I know you think they're cute and you like the government and it's fun and everything, but it's not. The White House science czar says he wants to poison your water and vaccines, and they are, okay? They mean business. World Health Organization maintains that 2 billion will be infected with H1N1. Total hype, totally made up. Here's the San Marcos Daily Record. This is basically a suburb of South Austin. Free week of immunizations, and they're all hyping how you've got to come take the shot, so we'll tell you about that. Also, government fines and harasses people who refuse to answer intrusive survey questions. 3 million Americans are being forced to answer intrusive questions about their private lives. It's all a violation of the Fifth Amendment. You can't make somebody who you've caught with a dead body in a basement answer questions under the Fifth. You know, that's the Soviet Union or Russia or communist China or Nazi Germany. Everybody knows that. But see, they give you, some people get 100 question. Some people get a 60 question. Some get a 50. The short forms have like 14 questions. Back in 2000, I got a 49-question one, if memory serves, and then they came to my door and said, you got to answer all these. And I said, do you see right here how it shows the U.S. code and law for the first two questions, how many people live here? That's all you can ask for apportionment of the state's members of Congress. A state gets members of Congress according to how many people it has. California, number one, Texas, number two, so on and so forth. I said, this is all color of law. I don't have to tell you my stocks and bonds and bank account. And do I have a low flush toilet? Do I own firearms? That was in there. And the guy threatened me and said, you can get arrested. And I said, get off my front porch now, punk. It's all color of law, all scam, all fraud. So we got that for you. They're all GPSing your door so they know where to send the federal troops, made up of illegal aliens, too. Oh, you don't believe me? Just search engine illegal aliens. Being hired for the military and police. It's already happening. White House calls for citizens to inform on opponents of Obamacare. This is from the White House website announcing tattle on your neighbors. H.R. 1207 meets panicked resistance. What the Fed is really trying to hide in fighting the audit. We're going to go over all that coming up today. But let me just say this. We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv at high noon in 12 and a half minutes with Steve Quayle. We're going to have him on from the start, 2 hours, and then Ron Paul. Call everybody you know, tell them to tune in. We're going to break down every facet, every angle of this entire situation. We're going to go over the background, what happened in January and February, the fear-mongering in April by the establishment, the covert operations they're running, how the feds are quietly fear-mongering at this local and state level. The master plan, how they're going to use us for a cover for martial law unless we expose it and back them off. That is why it is so essential. I'm going to be launching this new Obama film as early as I can. I'm not even going to give a date. Early October, I'm just going to say that. I am racing. It gives you the master plan, the total operation, the martial law grid, the flu situation. All of it's covered. But they may launch it before then. So we've got to expose them with this radio show slash TV show. So I'm asking everybody, get the 2 hours coming up with Steve Quayle and make it go mega viral. Rip it off prisonplanet.tv. Watch it live. Stream it live. Get it out to everybody. This is a imperative. The globalists know staging terror attacks isn't enough. People think they did it because they've been caught staging other terror attacks. That isn't enough. They'll probably sprinkle some of that in, though, as added seasoning into their fear-mongering. The biological threat is the perfect takeover because it creates fear. It's invisible. It makes everybody suspect. It allows them to federalize and the feds themselves under World Health Organization, UN control under level 6 pandemic. It is all happening. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in now. They got 10 minutes to tune in at Infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv, or if you're on listening on the local AM and FM, stop at the red light. Tell folks to tune into the local station. Now, pull over right now, everywhere you are in Austin, and tell people, take 90.1. Tell people, tune into 90.1. 90.1. Pull over, go into grocery stores, tell everybody at work, listen to Infowars.com. You're listening, you know, to stations around the country. Tell them to tune in AM, FM, whatever you're listening to locally, shortwave, satellite. And then if you're listening to this later on the podcast or on YouTube or Google or any of the file sharing services, tell people, tune into this retransmission. This is going to be absolutely vital info. I've been studying. I've been looking at it. I see their attack profile. You know, their operation can be secret, but the manifestation of the operation on the ground is totally transparent and gives you a very clear fingerprint, an algorithm, a signature, a wavelength of their operation. And we know exactly what they're planning to do. We just don't know the exact time frame or when they're going to launch it. We can back them off. We can stop them if we get motivated, if we get active, if we get fired up and charged up now. This is an imperative call. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. T-minus 9 minutes, 10 seconds till we fire up the live PrisonPlanet.tv transmission. Stay with us as we simulcast this worldwide radio transmission against tyranny.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, going over some documents there during the break. Got in the studio a bit late. That happens more and more. We're just overwhelmed here. Okay, my main mission here is to reach out to the military and police and the American people, period, and just point out we have a scientific dictatorship being set up. We have the government textbooks and battle plans. They're so arrogant, they think you don't read. They know you're just watching Hollywood movies and TV and sucking your thumb and getting drunk. And they all brag about how they're poisoning your water, how they're poisoning your food, how they're drugging you, how they're taking over society, and just hundreds of university documents, government documents, white papers. And they have stolen the country blind. They have stolen $23.7 trillion and growing. That's double the GDP in just 10 months. They are fully bankrupting everything. I hear fools on the radio saying, why would the cash for clunkers? Wasn't it just written for American cars? Because people are mainly buying Japanese right now. That's just one little microcosm. Because under the World Trade Organization rules, they can't have stimulus money that's only spent in the U.S. because we're part of a world government. That's why. I tried to call into a talk show and the screener wouldn't let me on to make that point. We're under world government right now. It's really happening. It's really going on. It is so sad that all of this is happening. I wish it wasn't true. I wish John P. Holdren didn't write a giant government-level textbook, a policy book, a compendium admitting everything we've already told you. You know, he talks in there about how they're going to take everybody's kids at birth and raise them in big dormitories. They're now starting that in England. The pilot program, 20,000 homes with cameras in the homes to make sure parents are taking care of their babies and then toddlers and then children correctly. And then they mark up things you've done wrong and take your kids. 1984, it's really happening. Mainstream British news reporting it like it's good. Mainstream news I played, 2 days ago, where they say they're going to put chips in federal workers? They've already done that in Mexico 5 years ago. Don't roll your eyes at me. You can search engine federal workers to get microchips. You'll be seeing mainstream federal documents, mainstream news. Mexican Attorney General employees get microchips. You'll get ABC News. This is really going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. Oh, gosh. And see, I know I sound like the radical because I'll talk about these issues. All right, Steve Quayle is coming up with his key info. Also, we need to continue funding our operation. We do that with great books, videos, and T-shirts. We saw the Obama Joker shirt, the Obama Joker poster that some anonymous person is doing going viral. We changed it to say Obama fascism. We got one that says socialism. Both those are forms of consolidation and tyranny. So we have one that says Infowars.com. They all say stop the criminals. On the back, Infowars.com. Just check them all out at Infowars.com. Get the Joker shirt. It's really hot. Nobody has them in stock, folks. A bunch of people suddenly started copycatting us. It's a good idea in making them. That's fine. The point is we've got them with the Infowars.com message, and we put the orders in yesterday. We'll be getting them next week. That's pretty darn quick and shipping them out to you. So get, you want to be the first person to have the Obama Joker shirt, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're at it, get the Obama Deception, get Endgame, get Truth Rising, make copies, get them out to everybody. And we've got a major initiative with the Obama Deception I'll be announcing later in the show as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the fifth day of August, this Wednesday edition, fifth day of August, 2009. We have 3 hours left in this transmission. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 Eastern. Again, I want to thank you all for joining us today. Now is the time for me to go full bore, and for all of us to go full bore, operational, against the globalists, exposing the fact that they're clearly planning to use a staged flu pandemic, whether it kills a bunch of people or not, as a pretext for their martial law control grip. Hundreds of mainstream news articles in the last 6 months have acclimated the public to have regular Marines, regular Army, Marine Corps reserves, Army reserves, National Guard, on the streets of America, at checkpoints for DWIs, at mass shootings. I read the headline last hour out of Birmingham, Alabama, where they're going to use the National Guard there now as the police force because the town and the county is collapsing. The Associated Press is reporting this. This is all part of acclimation. Now, I went to urban warfare drills 12 years ago, 11 years ago, 10 years ago, 9 years ago. I've been to scores of these where the troops practice locking down the city, taking over City Hall. I would cover this. People would deny it. Now they admit NORTHCOM is there to not fight, quote, Al-Qaeda, their own creation. That was their excuse to set it up, making the United States a military jurisdiction. But they're now saying in the DHS report and the MIAC reports that we broke, that were sent to us by good police and good military. We've been sent secret documents that later get confirmed in the Baltimore Sun, that the Army is spying on anti-Fed activists who want to abolish the Fed or audit it. They're spying on myself, Ron Paul at events. This is all confirmed. The good news is the military is sending us this information from inside channels because they're upset about it. They know. Those that can still think who aren't felons or illegal aliens that the military's hiring. They're getting rid of the good people, bringing in these criminals and foreigners. They just had NLE 09 using troops from 14 nations to admittedly take on the American people. The DHS report says the number one threat is gun owners, veterans, and constitutionalists who, quote, want to end the Fed or audit the Fed. They tell the police they have a Ron Paul sticker, anti-UN sticker, go ahead and arrest you. All over the nation, if you have people out handing out anti-Obama health care documents, we have video coming up. Armored vehicles pull up. SWAT teams jump out and run up scared. They're scared. They're breathing heavy. They've been told they're terrorists. And they say there's no First Amendment on video. Get off the streets. We have the video of this. We're already under martial law. Now, how are they going to make everybody feel like they're guilty? How are they going to make everybody feel like they're suspect? First, they say it's for Al-Qaeda. Then they say, oh, guess what? This whole NORTHCOM system is for you. We're going to use the Army for everything. Car wrecks, drunk driving, you know, just the Army's going to help with local police, local schools. They're going to help give the force inoculations. The flu makes everybody suspect. And they have the feds covertly everywhere, including Dripping Springs High School. One of my employees' husbands works at the school. I'm just going to leave it at that. One person might have had the flu. And 9 times out of 10, it turns out it's not even the swine flu, which isn't even the swine flu. It's part human, part pig, part bird. And clearly manufactured, but not deadly. Only, you know, killed very few people compared to the regular flu. Any excuse they have, they locked the school down, scared everybody, locked the teachers down for 4 hours after school, then let them go. The feds were telling them to do this. For anybody gets sick, they lock the school, they lock the bank, they lock the business down to create a grassroots perception that there's fear while the media builds towards the forced inoculations. An expert on this, Steve Quayle, joins us for 2 hours coming up.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Congressman Ron Paul joins us in the fourth hour today, coming up an hour and 52 minutes. For the balance of that time, though, before he joins us, we have Steve Quayle, best-selling author, syndicated radio host, researcher, survivalist. Steve wrote books back in the mid-90s about how they would use a genetically engineered flu as their pretext and cover to bring in world government, because it makes everyone guilty. See, first they build the police state control grid Northcom in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, the globalist creation, on record. Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator, on record that Al-Qaeda was working for the CIA and an FBI and defense intelligence right up to 9/11. And all these other documents that have come out, how they flew them out to safety. That's Times of London. Once they've got their system set up, then they announce, oh, it's for the American people. Oh, there's terrorists. And all over the news. Remember in the Missouri papers, what, 2 weeks ago? In fact, I'll pull that out and put it on screen later. The Army is now writing articles for local newspapers saying, oh, we're running checkpoints in the town. We're trying to protect the town from militia attacks. So we're going to be searching your cars. This is in the news all over the country. They just announced that they're going to be running drills and checkpoints in the towns, searching you to fight the militia, the American gun. See, suddenly, oh, NORTHCOM admits its main enemy is the American people. Now, this is perfect cover to pass the banking takeover, the new bank of the world they want to set up in October. It's perfect timing in October to pass the anti-gun bills they've got introduced, the cap and trade through the Senate. That's why they're saying everything's going to happen in October, November. Obama's approval rating's plunging. They've got to get it done by then. They're saying this. Now, back in, there's some background. I want Steve Quayle to talk about this first, then we'll go through what's happening and in the future. I went on air in January, February, and March. We had emergency managers from towns on. We had reporters on where the feds were building mass graves, where the feds were preparing local cemeteries for hundreds of thousands dead per town, where the feds were telling police departments, harden yourselves for IED attacks, terror attacks. The American people are going to attack you. They would do drills with the feds where the local police would guard the flu vaccine coming in. And I said, folks, it appears they're going to play a flu card as the next stage false flag. I said, call the White House, call Congress, tell them don't do it. Then in April, they launch. They say, end of the world, hundreds of millions are going to die. And I said, wait a minute, hardly anybody's dying. This is genetically engineered, though, scientists were already saying. What's the deal? Is this a psychological primer for the fall? Then Napolitano comes out and says, oh, it will happen in the fall. It will happen in October. They love telling you what they're going to do. And so now we see it's the perfect cover. Now, all over the country, they're telling banks, schools, Walmart, anything in infrastructure protection through InfraGuard, this secret network of 50-plus thousand spooks and spies for the feds in industry and business and government. Water treatment plants, power plants, anything in infrastructure. They're now expanding that out to hundreds of thousands where everything's infrastructure. License to kill. Kill your employees. Kill whoever we order you to kill. That's mainstream news. InfraGuard. They have the clergy response teams going back 3 years ago. We got the secret documents. Since confirmed, mainstream news. But they say it's good. The clergy response teams training and telling their flocks it's of God. Take the flu shot. Take the smallpox. Take the anthrax shot. Turn in your guns. Let them take your children. Go to the FEMA camp. Go to the relocation camp. We played those clips over and over again. Exactly what we showed you in the documents years later announced in the news because they're getting ready to go operational. Suddenly, troops to run checkpoints for drunk drivers, troops to run checkpoints for gun checks in Illinois, troops to run checkpoints for militias that want to attack the National Guard. Just out of the blue. This is in the newspapers. Why is all this happening? Because our system of government is falling. We're going into foreign bank receivership. Now, we hope in the choices of bad to worse, that they just hype it to inject people with sterilization compounds and cancer viruses and to make tens of billions off these vaccines. That's on the bad, but not the worse. They could actually put out something that kills a bunch of people to really create a panic so more people take the shots that have the soft kills that the White House science czar talks about and says they're going to put in your vaccines and put in your water. I mean, they're not playing games. They may go with a mass culling. I believe, though, it's just going to be more fear-mongering to train us to go under level 6 under UN control and to get people to take the soft kill shots and to practice having troops on the streets for bigger biological releases in the future. Because their psychological tactic is create a crisis, restrict, people resist, back off a little, but not as much. Then squeeze in again. The people say, we've had enough. They back off a little. Then as soon as our resistance dissipates, they squeeze again. We get angry. They back off a little. And over time, they squeeze us. That's the psychology. But their whole agenda is stalling and falling apart, so they may go with something bigger. Sprinkled in terror attacks. Saying Al-Qaeda did it. Linking up with white Al-Qaeda, you know, the American people. They're saying fear everyone. They're now putting out the script. I see the preconditioning for that. They may launch a war with Iran. I mean, they're going for broke. Everything's lined up for them. I've never seen such a buildup of the establishment's operations. Now, I've got Steve Quayle with us. I just wanted to, because I know this video, I'm asking listeners to spread it everywhere, to make it go viral, because if we expose them enough, they may back off and not do the really bad stuff and just do the soft kill operation, which is bad enough, but we can warn people, and that buys us some time. We're trying to triage here. It may even blow up in their face, and they may back off on the whole program. But they're going to keep coming back. That's their M.O. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is lined up for this. And they're doing weird quarantines secretly at high schools. Dripping Springs yesterday, one of my employees' husbands works there. They locked it down, wouldn't let the kids go home, wouldn't let the coaches go home, but said, national security, don't tell anybody. This was all over. This was all over one kid who got a fever. And then, of course, now they're telling him, oh, don't worry, it was probably nothing. They don't even know if it was swine flu. But they're doing grassroots psyops everywhere so that everybody will be scared and take the shot. Now, Steve Quayle wrote a book back in the mid-90s documenting all this. We can see what they're building. Steve, I know I've been ranting the last 10 minutes here. Break down comments on what I've just said, the history of what we saw, the intel you're getting, and then let's move in to the future of what they're planning and all the other facets. Steve Quayle, great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Well, first of all, this is it. And this is the end game, how appropriate your title for your video. The whole thing that I'm hearing and seeing in play now is multiple strains of vaccines, double talk, but the implementation, Alex, and all my sources say they're going for broke. They have backed off in the past, but now the arrogance, and this is coming from people who live in the realm of the Illuminati circles. They know that their, quote, game is up. The thing that most people are missing, you've been talking about, I've been talking about, but isn't it fascinating how the fast-track vaccination program with no independent surveys, safety surveys, U.S. government mandating, martial law declared, the World Health Organization not trading or even sharing actual cases that are happening. In other words, the thing is that it's not going to scare us into submission. It's the vilification of the American public. Let me share something. In the last week, a very high-ranking and high-level intelligence official deep within the caverns of their world broke ranks. I don't know the guy, don't know his name or anything, but the point is that he said he will not take part in the death of 25 to 50 million people. Now, Alex, this is the thing. This isn't just to scare people. The scare is working, obviously. The fear, 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 fear. And you and I went on record as saying this was not it when you had me on your show that night. This is not it. This is setting us up for the fall. I think people are losing track of what these mouthpieces for the Department of Human Sacrifice are saying. And by the way, Alex, this thing is kicking into such high speed that I'm going to encourage everyone to call their senators. And look, we know that enough pressure is already on them for all of the different town hall meetings and everything on this health care bill. Look at the insanity of that coupled with the orchestration of the implementation of martial law. Listen, every day goes by, we hear of more military troops being placed. You've laid out for the people the psychological conditioning of military troops that were trained in Iraq and Afghanistan, house-to-house weapon searches. We've always heard, there are too many guns. Well, fortunately, I hope that's true. Unfortunately, I don't think it is, because most people, most, quote, sportsmen and average gun owners are not trained in the skills of modern combat. The thing that is really irritating to me is that this next round of scare tactics, look, they could parade out a Hollywood production of people dying and bleeding out of their eyes, ears, nose, throat, and other orifices, and basically claim that it's Ebola. We have that story, by the way, you covered it in Texas, of a couple of people literally having some form of a hemorrhagic disease. 100 of the world's preeminent scientists have been murdered, assassinated, liquidated over the last 10 years.
Well, the flu shot itself, which they admit is live virus in many of the varieties they're testing, many top virologists are in the news saying that all this testing of live virus vaccines could actually cause an outbreak. And that's the perfect way to mutate a virus, is to inject it into a bunch of people. They're doing the main swine flu testing in Texas.
Absolutely. Here's the word that people have got to get used to, a word called mutagenic, okay? That means that it's a mutation, or the ability of the viruses to incorporate any of the pre-planned defenses against them. Listen, these people are straight out of the cauldrons of hell, and the idea, and what's the difference if somebody's going to come put a gun in your head, blow your brains out, or give you an injection in which you die later? There are multiple strains of the vaccine for different people according to their perceived threat against the federal government.
Steve Quayle, stay there. Continue to break all this down, the different facets on the other side. Your calls are coming up in the next hour on the Flu Martial Law Takeover Program.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $966.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $993.79, $496.89 for a half ounce, or $248.45 for the quarter ounce. That's $993.79, $496.89, or $248.45.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you could smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All right, I want listeners to very carefully pay attention to what we're saying. During that whole flu hysteria that the government and the media created, over a few hundred people dying in Mexico and the United States, maximum. Most of those turned out to have died of other illnesses or were already on breathing machines or had cancer or were very elderly. I forgot during that whole hysteria to point out I had foreseen all this in March on the March 5th shows specifically and said they're going to launch a massive flu hysteria, whether it actually kills a bunch of people or not, because I saw them building the mass graves, telling local police get ready for troops to be on the streets. Now suddenly, for any and all reasons, they're putting troops on the streets after they built this up for years. They didn't just do this overnight. And so I see decades of preparation and taking over local governments and paying people off and all of the psyops and the Hollywood movies showing troops with the police and troops at the Kentucky Derby and Super Bowl. All coming together now, and I would say there's an 80% chance that they're going to go with it in the fall and that this is the big one. Now, if we get the word out and scream bloody murder, Steve Quayle, do you have any hope that we can back this off if we just go absolutely wild and get the information out? But
well,
adding to that,
do,
most
Alex,
people...
I do in one respect. I really believe that when we're appealing to the individuals in the military and law enforcement, that if we can give them enough information, I mean, there are people out there that are listening to you and I that control the most powerful weapons in the world, that control things that most people don't even know exist. And I'm talking about those that have that systems that echo through the universe that literally should put a stop to this. Because look, if a general in the intelligence community, and by the way, people don't understand that when people break rank with multiple stars, and I'm talking to the National Security Agency and other places, it costs them an effect of they're signing a death sentence to themselves. So my hope is that by your program, my program, and all the different things we're saying, let me just give you one statement that we've got to get on record, okay? Dr. Mei Wan Ho and biologist Professor Joe Cummings have written that vaccines themselves can be dangerous, especially live attenuated viral vaccines or the new recombinant nucleic acid vaccines. They have the potential to generate the virulent viruses by recombination. The recombinant nucleic acids could cause autoimmune diseases. What that means, and this is something that people have got to understand, those in the military, you should question the vaccines you've been given. Those of you in law enforcement, you're going to be on the first lines of this. By the way, information came to me from some guys in Kansas with, I think, the state patrol there, that they're having some really bad reactions to some of the vaccines they're being forced to take. And also, Alex, I have validated through multiple highway patrols in different states that they're being told they have to be able to redeploy for 30 days. You covered that. But even in Montana, that was just initiated last week, and be able to go another state and be basically on their own for 30 days without any resupply. It's important that people understand this. So the only hope we have, and this is true, is first of all, and I say this with absolute clarity, people have got to recognize the spiritual nature of this thing and absolutely repent for being apathetic, indifferent, and totally caught up with the mundaneness of this.
Yeah, people don't care about 51 million aborted babies and say they're not human. The
right.
New World Order and John P. Holder and the eugenicists don't think you have a right to life either. And later, before you leave, let's get into this huge revelation of the eugenicist White House science czar. Steve, what I want to do in the time we have, though, is I want to go point through point with you in the next long segment coming up. I want to go over the history of chemical biological testing on the people. We know the government's done this before. We know in 76 they vaccinated troops at a base that killed them, that started the swine flu epidemic. We know that vaccine killed a bunch of citizens. That's why they had to stop.
2,000, Alex. 2,000 people died. 4,000 people were permanently incapacitated.
Well, that's a conservative government number. Yeah, I've seen it as high as 10. You're right.
I can tell you that's what they admit to. The numbers I was told by people in the background said it was 10 times higher, and they said they quit reporting it, too. They went into damage control mode where they literally, he said, Steve, they are burying people faster than they could count them.
Well, that's the issue. We have to go through these because when you're saying this, it's all mainstream news. When you're saying the points you're making, it's all admitted. When you talk about the fact that there are scores of different indeterminate numbers, I know it's more than 30 or 40 last time I saw the list, of test vaccines of live virus being given, that's mainstream news. When they admit it's causing incredible adverse reactions, that the virus is now mutating in the body, that Texas suddenly has five new mutations, according to the state health department last week, caused from the vaccinating, they're clearly trying to have this genetically engineered flu virus mutate. And it's admittedly manufactured. So, and then on top of it, the flu vaccines they're trying to develop won't cover whatever it's mutated into in the future. So there's no reason.
They're designed to initiate it, Alex. They're designed to initiate it. They're not covering.
Stay there.
They're not defending. They're not protecting. They're initiating.
They're initiating.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing has been skillfully directed. The whole thing's been scripted and built and prepared over years. We know that this flu was manufactured. That's now admitted in the lab. Top virologists and epidemiologists are on record. You can just Google anything we're talking about and you'll see the mainstream news on it. Why, if it just killed a few people in Mexico City and a few people in the U.S., and regular flu kills tens of thousands every year in the U.S., do they hype it? That was the primer as the pretext and the cover to move the troops in, move the FEMA NORTHCOM system in. We told you NORTHCOM was going to force somebody to inoculate. That's now CNN. That's now Fox. They're openly saying martial law is good. Forced inoculations are good. Fox News saying, I was just at a Pentagon meeting. They're going to lock down the cities and have forced quarantines. And then the feds are telling the locals everywhere, if one person gets a cold, they shut the school down. They act all scared. They indoctrinate the kids with fear right as the inoculation season comes in with public school and school starting. And I talked to one of my employees who had to go in getting ready for the first days of school, and they were like, well, there's no such thing as a vaccine waiver form. She pulled it out, and they said, oh, okay, we'll accept that. But don't tell anybody about this. Because they've been told, you lose your job if you don't get this stuff in their body. When the White House science chief wrote a government policy book on how to sterilize you through the vaccines. Now, this is real. We can see that it's staged in a hoax. The question is, how bad is it going to be? I got a bunch of points I want to go through with Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. We're going to get into Holdren. We're going to take your calls next hour and a lot more, but the phones aren't open yet. Steve, you've got a lot of intel, a lot of points to make about the history of this, the preparations, the troop deployments. Talk about the intel you've got, and worst case scenario, if they think their trial balloon is successful, as they test the public, as they test terrorizing the public right now, beating the drum, building up towards October to try to ram through their whole agenda while everybody's fearing for their lives under flu lockdown, and the government poses as the savior, scripting things like a Hollywood script, casting themselves as the saviors, as, you know, Mighty Mouse coming to the rescue. What is the worst case scenario? What is it the globalists want to get out of this? If they think we're going to go along with it, what is your, because you're a guy talking about this in 95, writing books about it in 95, 96, laying out exactly what was happening now, saying that the flu and other pathogens would be used because it makes everybody guilty and is the perfect cover for a political takeover.
Well, absolutely. And first of all, Alex, I believe that it's multiple agendas, plural, okay? The bottom line is we're dealing with multiple strains, and some of this stuff is very real. You asked about the history of it. Remember when we had hoof and mouth disease released in Britain? Remember when we had the situation with mad cow? I was on the radio. I was doing hundreds of talk radio shows saying this is an intentional release. This didn't just happen. Dr. David Kelly, the head of British military Ministry of Defense's biological weapons program, he saw this coming. There is a book that's been written about all of his previous research that's been sort of held at bay by a British Q letter, meaning you can't publish it because they're claiming it's national security. I think if people want to watch what's going to come down in this country, watch what's going down in Britain, because now they're claiming 100,000 people a day are going to be infected. Listen, there are normal transmission routes and normal transmission vectors, the vector being that which carries the pathogen. The point is that you cannot get what they want to accomplish. The Illuminati wants the death of 5.5 billion people. We cannot lose track of that. They openly talk about it. They've openly stated it. You've quoted so many Rockefeller quotes. You've quoted so many New World Order elitist quotes. But that's what the end game is, okay? So it is.
By the way, Holdren is nicer. He doesn't say 90% like Priyanka or Bill Gates or Ted Turner. He only wants to kill 75% of us.
Right. Well, quick and dirty, that's still close to, 4.5 million.
But isn't that nice of him?
Well, sure. And see, this is the disconnect, Alex, by lethal injection. And here's what people have got to understand. And I don't think, I don't know how to communicate any more clearly than this. There are multiple strains of genetically altered viruses. Based on when you're stopped at a roadblock and you will be given your stainless steel band with your RFID chip, they're checking a data computer instantly. So let's say Alex Jones and Steve Quayle get touched. I mean, listen, they want to shoot us more than vaccines, my brother, and by the grace of God, they will not succeed. But the point is that that's where the determination goes. Listen, it's no longer the blue pill, the red pill, the blue pill. It's a red list, the blue list, the green list. And what we're talking about, Alex, is multiple strains of some of the most deadly viruses. Do you remember when I started talking you and I start talking those days about the Spanish flu being reanimated from the cadavers that were dug up out.
And they now admit part of this has been engineered into it, and they now admit the Army is going to give us wristbands and set up checkpoints, and they're training for the militia to attack it.
Well, yeah, and so, but let me share this. Nobody believed that. I mean, I was laughed at by publishers. I'm not going to woe is me thing. I'm just telling you. So I published my book, Breathe No Evil, is specifically at that point in history. But then following through, the Spanish flu became so important to me because I saw the most money that, and according to different people I've talked to, you know, here's the thing. The bottom line is the who can tell you the what cannot tell you the who, okay? So it's not important who tells you, it's what they tell you. And if what they tell you consistently lines up, and that is they want the death of, you know, your quoted guy, 4.5 billion, everyone else we quoted 5.5 billion, how are they going to do that? Notice the global pandemic theme when they don't even have a epidemic in most countries. Notice the nature of the fear tactics. Notice how the press, you just ran through the litany. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it is mind control. It's neuro-linguistic programming. People say, well, if I don't buy their lie, how will I buy food? How will I feed my babies? Listen, a SWAT team took over a hospital in Kalispell, Montana, 2 weeks ago, told the head nurse there that they're getting ready for a total civilian uprising. This is Montana, Alex. I mean, you know, we got cities in Montana, only 50,000 people.
Hey, we've had the emergency managers on months before it came out mainstream news. My point is everything we say gets confirmed, where the police are being trained in every town and city for the military, the vets, to attack them and to lock up citizens and do this. And they're now admitting that they're training for a citizen uprising and hardening all the police stations. Cops, what is it that's so horrible that was planned that they knew to set all this up before the flu ever showed up? It's premeditated. It's a setup.
It is. And Alex, what I want to share with every law enforcement within the sound of our mutual voices, and this thing goes around the world, is that when they're done with you, the reason they're telling you to be deployed in other states is you're not coming back. Thank God in Montana, I know some Texas highway patrolmen are down there. You guys call them state troopers or whatever, but they know what the game is. How do you say to a patrolman in any state, get ready to leave your state, leave your family and children, and we'll take care of them? Yeah, right. And go be deployed in some other state, because that way you can get around your conscience about firing on your own.
Look, the globalists funded Hitler. They funded Lenin, Stalin, Mao. David Rockefeller wrote op-eds in the New York Times praising the 60 million killed. It's in my film Endgame. You cannot make up this magnitude of evil. Folks, they want to do in America what they did in Germany and Russia and China. They are not playing games. They want to wipe the middle class out, just like Ukraine. They mean business.
Now, I think the most horrific thing in the last 24 to 48 hours is the open statements from the head of Department of Homeland Security. For Nate, you've carried it on your website. I've carried it that they want people to spy on each other. Now we get the whole thing that Rush Limbaugh is talking about, and, you know, and everybody's talking about it. Gee, they're asking people to turn others in? Where is the disconnect? We are in a supercharge on steroids, Nazification, total destruction, and it pisses me off that people are standing by who have voices, and shame, shame, shame on you. The Lord God of heaven rebuke those of you that could stop this, and you still refuse to do anything about it.
Let me expand on that. You're right. Limbaugh is covering it right now. The White House confirmed, this is from whitehouse.gov, White House calls for citizens to inform on opponents of Obamacare. And then in that video, we have the link to the newscast where they're saying the police may arrest you if you criticize him. I mean, that's what I mean. Steve Quayle, I can't even believe this is actually happening. I mean, I've known it was coming for years. I've known it was being set up. But, I mean, they're really going to try a Soviet-style purge in America, and they think they're going to use flu as the cover for it to acclimate everybody. How do we stop them, Steve? How do we short-circuit this clear psyop?
Well, first of all, information, information, information. I would advise everyone to start sending the major networks, the listeners to you, listeners to me, major networks, saying if they don't stop the propaganda for the Nazification of the destruction of American citizens, everybody has to basically say to you, listen, we're your listeners, we're the people that buy your stuff, you have to cut them off economically. Second of all, the thing is that you have to appeal to anybody you know and everyone you know to do the same thing. Look at, Alex, you quoted, I think you were playing, weren't you, Spector's statements and the response from the town halls to him and others. People have got to recognize that they have a voice now. If they have no voice and choose to remain silent, they're dead. You know, the point is that it's now or never. See, this isn't, and I want to make something clear, this is no longer a fake out. This is a total takeout, okay? They have done their testing. They've done their beta testing. They know, you know, everybody. This is why so many threats are being made. This is why people are having real-time surveillance by agents on them. This is why, you know, they're so afraid of Obamacare. Because what is Obamacare? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll make it easy for you. It's euthanasia, and it's a total destruction of free will in America to choose your own destiny, and we are being systematically destroyed. And
by the way, Steve Quayle, that is not your opinion. I have the bill. I've gone over the subsections where it socializes, takes over, the government takes more of your check. It's like workers' compensation, or it's like, where employees and employers have to pay in for their unemployment insurance, and then you never get one-tenth of it. They just deny it all. It's like government health care. They're going to take a big part of your check now, and then you get an aspirin when you have a heart attack. I mean, this is such a takeover. And then Obama's people are running around saying it's lies if you say it. Meanwhile, Daschle wrote a book saying if you're above 60, you don't get eye surgery or brain surgery. Right. I mean, they really say they're going to ration care. It's all eugenics. They talk about it in this book.
It's happening in Oregon right now. Oregon will no longer, pay for chemotherapy. They're saying they'll fund your assisted suicide. And I'm telling people, if you don't believe in assisted suicide, well, then you better get up to the speed, because the point is they're about ready to assist in your genocide. Alex, here's
Time Newsweek, they're all, every time I read them, in fact, I have some right here, they're promoting euthanasia and how it's beautiful and how it's wonderful. But it isn't your right to choose. It's the government killing you. And they have this article I saw, it was either in Time or Newsweek, actually. Where are those two Times and Newsweeks I had in here earlier in the week? The point is, they were in my stack. They're gone now. Oh, here they are. In one of these articles, well, I'm interrupting. The point is that it actually says, well, having the right to die is good, but should the government be able to kill you? See, as soon as they get you to the point of, oh, it's beautiful to be able to kill yourself, next it's, is it also beautiful
well,
for the government
to
kill you?
Yeah, why don't you set a good example, all of you guys who are promoting it on Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS. Listen, they're vomit brokers. People are either going to drown in their stupidity, their indifference, or someone else's cocktail, you know, from hell.
Oh, look, the Grim Reaper's taking the old person. It talks about how beautiful the death is, how these people committed suicide, like Romeo and Juliet. And then it says, oh, but should the government kill you? Because it mentions governments in Northern Europe actually kill the people without them wanting to die. And she goes, well, you know, maybe it's reasonable, Steve.
Yeah, again, Alex, the thing is that if people do not turn off their television sets, listen, here's the thing. Why, and look, it's not spooky. The whole change to HDTV, okay? There are realms of the electromagnetic spectrum, I'll just say this, that people are unaware of. There are scientists who were trying to bring this out to the public that are being systematically executed or threatened. The thing is that...
No, I've been to the UT psychology department. They admit, I was there 7 years ago, with the flicker rate, they have monkeys chained down, and they're practicing how to put us into a mesmerized state. That's admitted. That's
right.
Taught in RTF.
Yeah, and also with Gwen Towers, GWEN Towers. You see, this is the thing, Alex, that people have got to understand. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Troop movements all across the country, tanks, Bradleys, Humvees with 50 calibers mounted.
Not just troop movements. They're openly deploying the army for car wrecks, drunk drivers, counties don't have money. I mean, they're openly taking over.
Right, and that's the thing that people, you know, forgive me, Alex, martial law is in effect right now.
It is. No, it's in effect right now, exactly as I've said for years and you've said. The feds were going to bankrupt the states And then they'd say, oh, from Schenectady, New York to Birmingham, Alabama, oh, the army's here now. The feds will take over. It's happening.
Right. And I want to share something. The most troubling thing that I know is a French general was just appointed a head of the NATO troops for the United States. You know, we've caught a lot of crap from a lot of skeptics of scornful, you know, wicked people over the years. But now, isn't it amazing that a French general is appointed head over the NATO troops in the United States? There are reports, Alex, coming from the field, even U.S. military, career officers, and others saying, we have these foreign observers. You know what I tell them? Guess what the foreign observers are there to do? They're not just to watch effectively how you do your job. If you fail to do your job, they whack you. And see, people say, well, that can't happen in America.
No, that's InfraGuard. That's the 56,000 infrastructure protection officers. It's all admitted.
Right. So I hope what people understand this. In other words, there are foreign military officers slash assassins assigned to different units of the U.S. military that should any of the U.S. military fail for conscience, fear of God, fear of the Lord, whatever, concern for their own families, they will be, you know, targeted, executed. It's like the SS. That's what Hitler originally set the SS up, was to make sure that his troops fell in line. Now we have triple S. We have steroids.
My God. Look, I want to go through flu issues and then take calls. I want to go through the eugenics. I haven't gotten your take on Holdren. He is in the Associated Press and Wall Street Journal calling for terraforming the planet. We know they're engineering the droughts to starve out the third world, which they propose in their own publications. Now he's in the mainstream news saying, oh, they want a weather control, but to help you, they're being forced to admit this because we've been exposing them. I want to talk about how you see this unfolding first, though, in October and November, and how they're going to use this flu fear-mongering as the pretext to get their whole agenda through. Steve Quayle's our guest, stevequayle.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're live on TV as well, simulcasting the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
This is the end.
All right, I want to go through specific questions for Steve Quayle in just a moment when we go back to him. I want him specifically how he sees it unfolding, how they'll announce more cases. Will they release something that actually kills a bunch of people to ensure the hysteria? What do we know is in these test vaccines? What have we caught them doing in the past? Before we do that, though, I need to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make today's show possible. Diginet personal audio video recorder. Now, I have seen similar pens and systems 3 to 4 times the cost. In fact, I've seen the exact same pen for 3 to 4 times, depending on which website or shop. Years ago, or about a year ago, at Bilderberg to spy on them, I bought this very same pen for about $140 a piece. You can get these for like $50. And they've got very inexpensive systems of small hidden cameras in your car with hidden wiring, very easy to install. You install it yourself in minutes. Plugs into a tiny SD card, records hours of video to record the globalist or corrupt police or whatever you need to protect yourself. Everybody should visit diginet.net. They are patriots. Diginet, diginet.net. Diginet.net. Check them out today. They are the place. Diginet.net. Also, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can happen to cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice storms, depressions, wars, globalist activity, stage rolling blackouts, you name it. Listeners should move getting off the grid, and here's a way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from longtime sponsors, Losers from Science. Get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1,800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. The globalists don't own the sun yet, folks, so get prepared today at MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Okay, Steve, I keep jumping in. You keep jumping in. We're doing a good job here, but it's just there's so many facets, so much proof. I mean, we're so much alike. We're trying to just warn them and show them. It's like being in a car with a nut driving it. You know he's about to run off the road and kill you, but he won't stop. How do you see this unfolding? How do you see them from studying the globalist unfolding this, ratcheting this up?
Well, we're seeing it right now, but basically the media will be the mouthpiece, the military will be the enforcement, and the apathy and indifference is what they're counting on. See, one of the things that they're counting on is the sleep inducement that they've been able to do, and I don't mean literal sleep, but I mean putting everybody kind of into a state of, well, you know, they would never do that. I think the thing that's going to, everybody's got to watch is the death of the American dollar. I would say, now, you're asking specific. This is as specific as it gets. You're going to see the dollar get hammered more and more as we get towards late August, okay? Concurrent with the stress on the financial system and concurrent with the stress on the Obama administration by people challenging it and pointing out all of the crooks that are incorporated into it, I think you're going to see more and more draconian measures taken. You're going to see multiple gun incidents. Now, how does this all relate? Easy. You cannot vaccinate a man who's able to shoot back, can you, Alex? You cannot force someone to do something if they still have any freedom. You're going to see specific substances. You're going to see pharmaceutical, which is already happening, the necessary drugs for people who are on antidepressants. Those are going to start disappearing. The pharmacists are going to say to you, by the way, pharmacists already told me this is happening. We're having the hardest time getting that. People who suffer from chronic pain, we're having a hard time getting pain relief. People that are going to begin to see that the noose is tightening on them. More and more people are going to become disgruntled. Thrown into that mix are going to be professional agitators. And I mean Listen, these guys think nothing about shooting, killing any way they can multiple groups of people.
Well, that's like Operation Northwoods. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds with Steve Quayle. Your calls are coming up. We're going to continue with Steve laying this out. Then I want to look at the vaccines themselves, what they're doing. These are live vaccines. These are already causing all sorts of illnesses and bad reactions. The forced inoculations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've been asking my questions of Steve Quayle. It's your chance to ask them coming up in the next segment, specifically on the police state buildup, the economy, the plunging dollar, the Chinese this week and last week not buying treasury bills that are offered. How the globalists plan to use a flu hysteria fear-mongering as their cover. I'm not trying to toot our horn either. I'm just saying that people need to pay attention to what we're saying. Back in March, I said I believe that stage flu was in the cards because of the intel we were getting. Major movements, mass graves, federalization of police, troop buildups, hardening of police facilities for flu. So it wasn't hard to say, look out for flu. Steve has been harping on this, you know, for 14, 15 years, in depth, with precision. Then we've now seen the massive buildup towards this. Remember, I got an internal document from the state of Texas from a local administrator in the city of Austin, who I know personally. And it had phone numbers and names of doctors where they met with the feds back in April, and they said, we're not really at level four, we're really at level five, and in 96 hours we're going to level six, but the public won't be told this for months. And under that, forced inoculations, lockdowns, all of that. We're now, and then they announced a month ago, oh, back in April we went to level six. I posted that document with phone numbers, and PSYOPs went online and said I was a liar and to not call the phone numbers. Later it was all confirmed. See, you judge a tree by its fruits. I'm getting attacked. Steve's getting attacked. Pray for us. We need those prayers. Steve, continue with breaking down how this unfolds.
Well, first of all, to food. Everything I'm hearing is that there's going to be, once the banking crisis is formally announced, that the insiders that are going to be taking over all areas where food are stored, that means university cafeterias, that means food stores, grocery stores, any place, Alex, retirement homes, food supply, everything is going to center around food. So they're going to manipulate you to have to take the vaccine by claiming that if you go into a food store, grocery store, whatever, shopping mart, that without the, you're going to be endangering the public welfare. Now, remember, public welfare can be as broadened as possible. I think the most telling thing that can give everyone a real heads up is that when they begin to see open military in their towns, I don't know how you and I can make it any clearer than this.
It's already happening.
Yeah, it's already happening. But see, they're still wondering if it's just a PSYOP. No, it's not a PSYOP. I'm sorry, I used the wrong word. This is the deployment and they are deploying the troops.
This is not a pre-preparatory PSYOP. This is the big move, you're saying.
Yeah, and this is not just a national-level exercise. Listen, I am absolutely terrified when they announce an exercise because I think of all the other things that have happened, including 9/11 in the presence.
Well, if you look at the exercises, they start with NLE-09 and run straight through into the winter.
Yep. Listen, let me say this too, Alex. You know, in San Antonio, there's a nurse that described three unrelated patients who all had a hemorrhagic virus that came within 2 days. One of the people died, and she said the doctors didn't even know what the virus was. That's because doctors, nurses, hear me. You've never seen them before because they never existed before until they genetically altered and made them in a laboratory.
Well, what has Bianca at UT said? He says, soon the airborne Ebola, you can pull up these quotes, will be among us, 90% will die. And he said, I'm ready for me and my wife and family to die. I'm sad about it, but we're all ready to die. And his students work in bioweapons production and email me, and we post it with their graduate paper saying they want to kill all of us.
Right, Alex, one of the biggest things I think is a tip-off that this is not a exercise is up even in what's called the Glacier International Airport, which is up in still Kalispell, Whitefish, Montana area. C-130s were doing touch-and-goes with their rear cargo door down. They only do that for fast deployment of armor under what they consider attack, enemy attack. They're getting ready to close the border, the Canadian border, so that people cannot flee what's getting ready to come. The slaughterhouse of the United States of America is soon to begin.
Well, there's no doubt the globalists have said that in their own textbooks. It's clear they're setting up to try it. We better expose them like our lives depend on it. A lot of other key points coming up.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Big Brother, mainstream media,
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, even as we face down the New World Order, we have to continue funding our operation. We've got to do that. The political pamphlets, books, videos, things that wake others up. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. We have the new Obama Joker t-shirts with Obama Socialism, Obama Fascism under it, ObamaInfoWars.com, a bunch of different messages. And it's similar to the popular image that was spammed all over the walls of Los Angeles by some unnamed party. It's all available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. A lot of people ordering it. We have the t-shirts being manufactured right now. They'll be in next week and shipped out to you. So be the first person to have one of these. This image just hit the streets Monday, and we've already got it in mass production on Tuesday, shipping out next week. So get those at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, I want to go to phone calls. Stan, Steve, Mark, Andy, Tim, and many others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But when I go to callers, ask your question of Steve or myself, or and then make a quick point, and then we're going to let you go so the next person can get on. But I wanted to run through a few more points here in the 51 minutes we have left before Ron Paul gets here, so we got to hurry. And I'll have Steve back up later next week because there's so much he's got to cover. And in between the two of us, there's so many facets. Food, total control. The feds have been practicing locking down food centers and admitting that. They did everything they could to get us into compact cities, urbanize us, get us off the land, animal ID, premises ID to shut down the farms and ranches, consolidate in big agribusiness. The UN says they'll use food as a weapon in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America. They actually will get the people starving and then make them come in and accept shots to get food. Then they sterilize them. The UN's been caught doing this. And the White House is proposing, the White House science czar, it's already going on. We know that this flu shot, all the different varieties, doesn't even cover the mutations, doesn't even protect you. The public stampeding and taking last year's flu shot that has nothing to do with it. We know they're testing all these different vaccines that are live virus. That is mainstream news. The Associated Press reports swine flu vaccines contain live H1N1 virus. Diseased African monkeys used to make swine flu vaccines. Private military contractor holds key patents. Squalene, the swine flu vaccine, in studies by medical doctors in major universities, found that the FDA's use of the vaccine in animals and humans has triggered all sorts of serious illnesses. I mean, this is just so incredible. So many people now, even when they're juvenile, are getting arthritis. It's causing autoimmune responses. It goes on and on. Steve Quayle, continue.
Well, I think one of the things that has to be really gotten through to everyone, Alex, is that there is a convergence of things that are heading into the fall, including the swine flu. First of all, for 4 years, and this is critical because it's so close to telling you what you're asking me, what specifics. But we have been tracking on my radio program and a lot of contributing military people and others in the intelligence community the presence of Russian and Chinese subs off the coast. Now, different forms that I was full of crap and my co-host, Hawk, we didn't know what we were talking about. The thing is that when you have two Akula-class subs off the East Coast, what they're not telling the people is they're opening their launch platforms and they have...
Wait, I got to stop you again, Steve, because I never toot our horn or your horn like we should. I remember you last year freaking out about this on this show and this year. Here's the New York Times today. Russian subs patrolling off East Coast of U.S. for the first time since the Cold War. And there it is.
Yeah, that's a lie, though.
How did you know that?
Well, first of all, I can't know that unless somebody helps me to know that. But the real story, Alex, isn't even just that. The bottom line is that here's the thing. Listen, there are people that won't believe me, won't believe you, won't believe Hawk, won't believe the different guys out there that are sounding the alarm until it shows up in the mainstream press. So if it shows up in the mainstream press, then all I can say to all you people that have been poo-pooing this is let the blood of innocent Americans be on your heads and hands. because you did everything you could to discredit. Let me share what's going on right now. The fact of the back-channel information, the situation between the Russians and the United States is not good at all, okay? Neither is the situation with China and the U.S. They are absolutely, China is holding the majority of U.S. commercial paper worldwide. And I think that it's really important that people understand that during the last week's drills, that there were red Chinese observers there, and that, listen, the military and the guard in continental United States have been told not to make plans for 18 months. That's how long, Alex, they expect this uprising, quote, their word, not mine, to take place. And again, listen, we've been told by sources deep in the military that for the law enforcement officials that their families are going to be supposedly held in a safe place while they are deployed, but that they're not. They're going to be held almost as hostages and pawns to basically force the cops to do what they normally wouldn't do. Now, if this is coming from inside military, and, you know, the whole event is to basically put our law enforcement out there as the first line of enforcement and then get them all the way. This is exactly what Hitler did. And so we've got Israel and Iran, the wild cards. We've got Russian and Chinese subs. And we don't have the P-3 Orion sub-chasing capabilities we used to have. We've got real problems within our sold-out Pentagon. We have sold some of our most important national secrets. And by the way, I don't think people mentioned this story. $50 billion is what Obama was going to give, or the Chinese were going to give the Obama administration for all the B-2 stealth fighter or stealth bomber and stealth fighter secrets. Did you hear that story?
Yes, I saw that. But
right,
Steve,
now, why is that important? Because these are the people that are dismantling the United States to turn it into their happy hunting ground for the global elitists. And so when I hear that someone high in the intelligence community has disaffected and he said that he will not be responsible for the death of 25 to 50 million Americans, if that doesn't get through, then, Alex, I don't know how to talk. I don't know
how
to communicate.
Steve, I want to be clear. The globalists want to re-engineer America. They want to, once and for all, break the back of the country. They need a massive culling. They need something like Stalin or Lenin did or Mao did. And to do that, they're going to need a cover, like flu, to get their people in place and to get the troops and military to go along with it to set that precedent. Why, for several years, we've confirmed, in and around a flu outbreak, are the troops that stupid that when the feds come and say gun owner militias are going to attack you at checkpoints? Well, yeah, because they're going to be at checkpoints breaking families up. I've been to these drills. Now they're doing live action drills with real checkpoints. In Missouri, I just showed the mainstream news article earlier on screen. How do they plan on fomenting this uprising? Don't the military and police realize they're going to corner the American people? The people are going to riot because of starvation or not taking shots or whatever the case is. And then that sets the precedent to use the troops against us?
Well, right. I would not put it past them, and I'm sure they got too many scenarios as relayed to me years ago. They will set up the ideal situation where they will force specific people to fight for their lives, and then they're going to blame it as an ambush on the right wing. It'll only be paid international mercenaries attacking, you know, well-meaning, and I don't mean this with any disrespect, but really not that aware police and probably not that aware.
No, absolutely. Operation Northwood says attack our own police inside the country. They're going to murder police on camera and put it on the news to get the cops hyped up to wage war with the people.
Right.
And they want to get a civil war kicked off in this country to wreck everything. And just like Argentina, I've had their economist on, in a year and a half, people won't rebel anymore. They'll just be glad to have the electricity turned back on.
Absolutely. That was what Khrushchev said. Americans would cave in 6 days without electricity, maybe 6 or 7 days. So here's the deal, though. It's going to be important. You're saying, how can it be screwed up? They will have to play their hand if everybody in local law enforcement, the National Guard, just simply box at it. And listen, if they're given an order to kill their fellow countrymen, at that point, they've got to consider who gave the order. Here's something, Alex, that will really help everybody understand. This is as specific as I can make it. Here's what they're doing, the PSYOPs. They're identifying a group. Now they're vilifying that group. Gun owners, militia, you name it. Whatever they fill in the blank, constitutionalists, patriots, radio talk show hosts, then they nullify them. Well, those people are no good. That's what Obama's ACORN is all about and all of his grassroots movement. The fact that they have to put the National Security Agency, 1,000 people, on the Internet to try and debunk 9/11, hello, people, would you do that if there wasn't anything to it?
And by the way, they admit now the Pentagon is hiring private contractors and has their own people out there countering us, countering the In the Fed groups. I mean, they're openly listing us as the enemy when obviously NORTHCOM is owned and run by foreign offshore banks that are engaged in a criminal, illegitimate corporate takeover of this country, Steve. I mean, I think the solution is you get the word out to the military, you get it out to the police, you point out that we've been right in the past, you give them the materials, I'm talking to listeners, like your lives and the future depends on it. Because I believe if we get the word out about this, and we show people and educate them and go, look, police, they built all this up. We know you got training for a flu outbreak in the last year before they even launched this. Don't you see how they built the infrastructure? And right as it was complete, as the paint was drying, they launched this because they're behind schedule. This is staged. The flu shot doesn't protect you. It's deadly. The government's been caught putting chemical and biologicals in shots before. They're eugenicists. They have a plan for this. The globalists are trying to take down America. This is real. It's really happening. You've got to stand with the people and spread the word. If we don't do that, it's going to be bad. And we may not even completely stop them, but at least we can weaken what they do and hope they just fearmonger and settle for getting some soft-kill cancer viruses and sterilants implanted in 20, 30 million idiots that take the shots.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Steve has quit doing his radio show. The only two shows he'll do are this one and George Snorri's. We're honored to have him. He's going to pop back in next week with us. I want to go to your calls in this segment and the next. Before he leaves us, I want to get his take on Holdren's Eugenics Bible, White House Science Czar. I mean, they have a history of this. They've been caught doing it, and clearly this flu is just a hoax unless they release something more deadly to get the public to take the shot. But they're certainly using it to federalize and internationalize and take over. So that's coming up. Right now, we've got Steve in Chicago. Steve, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex and Steve. I don't know if you followed it, but Mutual Bank, that was a local chain with branches in Texas, was closed in the Chicago area. Significance is that they originated through Tony Rezko, Obama's mortgage. So they announced it at 6 o'clock on Friday. I have money there as a deposit.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go, Steve. I expressly ask callers to call and ask. You know, we're hurtling towards September and October and November and December. They're openly saying lockdown, troops on the streets, forced inoculation on CNN. Obama is a puppet. He's dropping like a stone. That's why they're going to stage something. And I just ask you to call in about the big, serious issue. Okay? No more of this, callers. When I have a special guest on and we're covering a specific issue and I open the phones up, I'm not going to do it. Stan in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Steve and Alex. I believe that our own worst enemy is going to be in our own home, because I'm going to tell you why. I believe a lot of your relatives are going to try to coerce you in taking these flu vaccinations, and I want Steve's take on this.
Well, I mean, I believe the literal scripture that says the enemy of a man's life are going to be those of his own household. What happens when a husband won't and a wife will? What happens when the kids can't go to school? Because, and let me make the plea to everyone, do not sacrifice your family or your children or any loved ones for convenience. Get out of the necessity to be where you're not going to be able to be if you don't get the flu shot. Take your life into your own hands. But I agree with you, caller. I've watched it happen too many times, even in my own family with a former son-in-law.
Well, they know how to scare people. They know how to create hysteria. They know how to create fear. Thank you, Stan. Great point. And to create that stampeding, that herding the people over the edge of the cliff. That's why before we get into that area, and Steve's right, it's happening now, the fear-mongering, the hype by the enemy. We're saying be scared because we know their shots have been deadly. We know they engineered the swine flu outbreak from the military base with inoculations in 76. I mean, even 60 Minutes admits that. I mean, what we're telling you is a fact. Don't take the shots, folks. I mean, what happens when real flu deaths start by the tens of thousands? They're going to hype it. If they almost had total lockdown over a couple deaths, what's going to happen with thousands, Steve?
Well, here's the deal, too, Alex. I don't think people understand that in the chemtrail spraying that's been gone on, which is not BS, it's real, and there are multiple factions incorporating multiple projects within the chemtrail spraying, is that would be the preliminary, if you will, poison to be followed by a secondary or a tertiary injection. People have got to ask yourself, why are they saying that some kids will have to have four different shots? I absolutely am appalled, and it's abhorrent to me as a human being that these devils, these monsters, would use children as guinea pigs, and not just your kids or my grandkids, but everybody's kids. And we are not fit to be called human beings, and we are not fit to be called parents if we sit by and do nothing. Now, if the kids are old and they take that against our counsel, then that's in God's hands. But the bottom line is, Alex, this is not just the flu. Here's what I want everyone to start thinking of. Think of the word viral cocktail, and it will be more accurate than H1N1 or H1N5.
Well, think about this. They're saying they want to give people all these experimental shots. It's already going on, already killing people, already causing adverse reactions. The Gardasil's killing a bunch of people. They don't care. Bayer shipping out HIV and shots, killing people. They don't care. Bird flu vaccines, killing people in mass. Mainstream news, the media goes, oh, that's no big deal. That's acceptable losses. Meanwhile, I mean, this is just so incredible to see. They admit it's mutating in the people and could create something. Do they know this is designed to mutate into something deadly? Because normally a virus mutates into something harmless or less harmful. How can they be saying for a certainty it's going to be devastating? I mean, that shows it's engineered.
It does show it's engineered. Let me just put everyone into perspective historically. When mad cow disease first became of any concern to anyone, I started saying, listen, it's a bioweapon. Here's the history. It was basically designed from something in New Guinea called Kuru. The headhunters who would eat their fallen enemies, they were developing a form of spongiform encephalopathy. That was taken to the U.S. military's bioweapons development program. The bottom line is, Alex, what they're going to pour out on people and literally pour out in whatever manner, way, shape, or form is going to be a viral cocktail, and it's going to be so horrifically lethal that it would not surprise me.
Well, look, it's also going to be soft kill, a lot of it. People are dying of cancer at age 5 now. They're getting Alzheimer's when they're 30. I mean, people are dying left and right. They are doing it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
day after day, alone on a hill.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Quayle will be joining us next Wednesday at high noon, Central Standard Time, 11 a.m. his time, Mountain. SteveQuayle.com is the website. SteveQuayle.com, we'll give you that spelling here in a moment. We also have a link to it up on Infowars.com, and he's not pumping it, but he should be. We'll talk about some of his books that he has written specifically on all this. Holdren is proposing chemtrailing to save the Earth's atmosphere. They're already doing it, and that's what's causing the droughts. That's been proven. I've had the father of weather weapons on. The father of weather weapons that AP and Reuters has met is the father of weather weapons, documenting what they're really doing. I want to go back to your calls, Mark, Andy, Tim, Rich, Mike, and others here in just a moment. Before I do that, speaking of race-specific bioweapon and how they've been caught putting them in vaccines, that is covered in Holdren's own White House science czar battle plan, eco-science, that we broke here, pushed out into the national news, thanks to you, the listeners, that now has been covered by CNN, AP, you name it. But they say, oh, maybe it is good to forcibly sterilize and take all kids at birth and raise them in CPS facilities. And the British news yesterday said 20,000 homes to get cameras to watch their kids with CPS. I mean, this is 1984. They really are announcing troops on the streets of America. But I had the former CNN producers and reporters, writers for Rolling Stone, writers for Harper's on last week. Their film, Anthrax War, that we sell at Infowars.com, they interviewed the head of South African bioweapons, who sold to the U.S. and to England and to Israel race-specific bioweapons that are put in vaccines to sterilize you. This is not a game. This is not a joke. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen, to get anthrax war, to show it to friends and family. My point is, everybody we talk to that's researching finds the same thing. They're doing it. It's real. It's not just my film Endgame or Holdren, the Science Czar's book, or the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment. In fact, we're going to cover the eugenics angle now and then go back to your calls with Steve Quayle. Before I do that, one other sponsor that I wanted to thank here, if I had the sponsor folder. Here it is. It is the sponsors that make this show possible, and I just want to thank all of our great sponsors. I've been forgetting to plug our sponsors lately, so I'm catching up today. Please take note of these sponsors. You just heard Steve Quayle separately saying, get prepared, get storable foods, get ready. Well, the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, high-quality, non-hybrid, non-GMO, triple enamel cans, recently packaged. They package it every month. One of the biggest outfits out there, great people. Now, this is who we believe in, where I've gotten my storable food, eFoodsDirect.com, free videos online, brochures, water filters, cook stoves. They've got boogie packs, getaway packs, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. Give them a call at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. I believe in all this. I mean, you know, I'm trying to find a little piece of property, but I can't really afford anything. So we've got an East Texas ranch I can try to run to. I don't know if I'd make it through the checkpoints. You got to kind of move your family out before this happens. I've got storable food. And folks, I know this is real. They could be beta testing to set the precedent for forced inoculations and federal lockdowns and fear mongering for events in the future. But I've never seen such a real time buildup and a hustle to get the troops and police state and brainwashing and fear-mongering in place. Going back to Steve Quayle. Steve, we have limited time here, as right. You know, my friend.
One of the things, too, I want to just really say, okay, one of the books that is absolutely important to understand what we're talking about that I wrote is called Weather Wars on Unnatural Disasters. They can get it by, you know, calling my store, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. Because what's going to happen, Alex, they're tuning in and turning up the power on all of their ionospheric heaters. That's not just HARP, okay? What happens is they can electromagnetically attenuate the virus, okay? Massive studies, people can go do their homework, I've done mine. So we're talking about something that is the combination of Ebola pox, that's Ebola and smallpox. We're talking about combinations of the Spanish flu, 1918 influenza, and we're talking about when I hear a doctor or a nurse say, but we've never seen it before, I ask them, why is that? And they shake their head. They don't know. My simple answer is because it has not existed before. The whole
Well, that's plan, how you and I knew this was manufactured day one, was because it had never before been seen. The regular flu viruses always have a lineage. This was brand new, and now we were proven right. Top virologists are saying it was made in a lab.
Right, and when they knock off, can I tell you something? The biggest story of the decade, in my opinion, was the dead scientist slash the murder of Dr. David Kelly. I was on with George Norrie the night Dr. Kelly, or, you know, the day he was killed, but of the night, and I talked about it. And I got emails, oh, how do you know that? You can't know that. The press would pick it up before you do. Oh, yeah? Now, Alex, 4 years later, however many years later, now they basically have got all these inquests, and you know what's coming to? It's coming to a certain government basically killed him to keep him from warning the people of a certain government's population going to be decimated by genetically altered pathogens that are going to be released both in Britain and in the United States. Let me share this. There is nothing about the flu that's the issue, in my opinion. The thing that's the issue is the biologically, genetically altered viruses that have been gene spliced to produce literally the most deadly viruses. And when you see anything crossing species, you know that humanity is involved. God himself set boundaries for everything. These people who hate God, they break every boundary known to man and known to God. The bottom line is that they have access to.
Well, Steve, if we've had this history of them sterilizing people, injecting them with syphilis, Tuskegee, radiating foster kids, how would anybody trust the vaccine industry or the government hyping this and then saying the army is going to forcibly inoculate us? I mean, on its face, it's crazy.
Well, not only that, but how about holding all the vaccine companies that are going to make, you know, what, $20 billion, hold harmless, and yet they haven't even settled the suits from 1976 totally. See, Alex, this is the thing that is so, they've gotten so bold. And by the way, you know, when I get messages from those kind of guys, they'll say something like, you're wasting your breath, Quayle. You can't get them. They're already too dumb to care. And I said, well, they may be too dumb to care, but I care. And that's what really makes me so furious is that here you have our own homegrown military guys being experimented on lab rats. Alex, the biggest upheaval in the country should have taken place when all veterans were declared terrorists. Broaden the definition of terrorism. You and I have talked about this. Boy, sweep them up in all one swell swoop. So when people hear of, you know, the systematic termination, execution, or operations against, quote, a group of veterans, you know, these are your fathers, ladies and gentlemen. These are your grandfathers. These are men who fought and died, and women who fought and died and still fight and die. They're still fighting and dying without any acknowledgement.
Well, that's the globalists proving that they are the outside usurper terrorists, not just the $23.7 trillion they've stolen or all the looting. They're taking us over like they do third world countries. They control the central government. They create these false debts. They take over.
Absolutely.
But by declaring the veterans and gun owners terrorists, they prove who they are. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's the thing that most people can't grasp. We are no longer what we used to be. We are absolutely a third world country. A man was in my office 2 weeks ago, Alex, you know, plus or minus a day or two, and he basically had the absolute proof that the Amero is a real currency. And the thing is
well, no, wait a minute. It's now been announced by the Russian president.
Yep.
It's now been announced worldwide. They're moving to a world currency. I have clips of Geithner saying it.
Right. But see, the Amero is basically even trading in Eastern European countries right now. In order to facilitate the Chinese to keep them happy, we had to give them 12.
Yeah, the Amero is just the name of a SDR in our area of the world. The banks are now moving to world digital money. That's why they're going to bypass the world currency and go right to thumbprints and face scans. Steve, I want to go to calls.
Okay.
But since you mentioned chemtrails, we went out to California. This is from California Skywatch. They got this from the FAA. These are maps, and we have all the logs and list. We have thousands of pages of documents from the FAA. They went to chemtrail symposiums. You know, the aerosol testing is what the government calls it. They admit they're terraforming. The White House science czar now admits they're doing it. It puts a good spin on it. Here are the flights that just go in loops, and these yellow are the government test flights. These are not planes going out and turning around. They go in circles and in ovals, and they're all over. And most of the trees are dying right here on the coast. The people are all getting sick. But these are FAA maps of the chemtrailing. And then they went and checked the flights. These are University and Department of Energy flights, admittedly doing spraying and weather modification. So the point is, we're now getting the actual documents. This is real. And I know you've covered that. I know that you have, seen that. But what is it like to see Holdren? Because you're the guy that wrote a book years ago about how weather warfare went with the eugenics, how they would use it to starve the third world. The State Department Memorandum 200 saying they would starve people. Secretary of Defense Cohen, Army Times, April 28th, 1997, said we'll use weather weapons. We know they're doing it here for droughts and floods. And then he talks about it in eco-science, using it as a weapon. And now you can Google, folks, White House science czar, Geoengineer Planet. In fact, Google that, folks. I want people to see that on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast on the radio. Talk about the eugenics agenda and how it ties into weather weapons.
Well, first of all, weather weapons, and it's not just weather, it's also geophysical weapons. They can generate earthquakes. They can generate volcanoes. Interesting, isn't it, how all the volcanoes are coming active? By the way, I want all of your listeners...
He said that. Secretary of Defense said that.
Absolutely, but keep everyone's eyes on ANAC, A-N-A-K, Krakatoa in, Indonesia. That's the big one that's getting ready to go off. But here, listen, how about this, Alex? Here's one of our mutual listeners, Steve. In Northeast Ohio, all the nut trees, the oaks, the hickories, and others have all dropped their nuts. This means mass starvation for the animals, which equates to less animal foods available for those who bug out.
That means they dropped them before they developed.
You got it. And what's happening with the by controlling the food, you control the people. What people don't understand is when mad cow and what's called ungulate fever and chronic wasting disease and the deer and elk populations of the West and everything, that was all genetically engineered. They were black ops helicopters. Remember all the crap you and I used to get, Alex? Oh, there are no black helicopters. You guys are all conspiracy theorists, you know? And then, interestingly enough, up in our country, Montana/Wyoming, you know, mad cow and chronic wasting disease broke out in the deer and elk population and also in Wisconsin. See, what people don't understand is these individuals absolutely want to depopulate the earth, bring it to a sustainable population of 500 million, and you better pray you're one of them, or else you better be against them, because that means roughly, Alex, you know, 1/12 of the world's population gets to survive. How do you initiate that? Even in a nuclear war, my specialty before getting on talk radio was Cold War weapons, nuclear proliferation, and the whole thing, everything associated with World War III from an atomic standpoint. But the point is that even in a nuclear war, you cannot get the kill ratio that you can get with bioweapons, especially if the dispersion of those bioweapons is strategically placed.
And again, you've made the key point. They need this flu crisis to get their carbon tax through, their socialized health care through to carry out the eugenics, to get their gun grabbing through, to get their entire smokescreen so they can pose as saviors. If we expose them, though, I believe they may back off on this plan. Obama's approval is dropping even faster than Biden said it would. Remember, he said 6-9 months into my administration, we're going to be very unpopular. They knew what they were going to be doing, and he didn't know he was being recorded with those hires up. Let's take a call. Let's talk to Mark in Tennessee. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good to talk with you and Steve. I'm a long-time listener, over a decade. I 100% agree that the biological avenue is the way they're going to take for several reasons. First and foremost, if you think about it, one of the best ways to get neighbors to snitch on neighbors, to turn against neighbors, is most of these gap-jawed, round-bellied, Kool-Aid-gulping sheep zombies, all they're going to know is that I don't want him giving my family the flu.
Yeah, they're too stupid to know that if they've had the shot and it supposedly works, then your neighbor can't give it to you. That bogus term. In fact, you were using it earlier about the common good, or what's that term they use to try to forcibly inject everybody? Steve?
I'm sorry, Alex. You just missed me. I'm just...
Public welfare.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, public... Oh. I mean, you tell these idiots, hey, if you've had the bioweapon shot, you supposedly should be safe. But the truth is, it's usually the people getting the shots that spread it.
Right. And I call those people infectons, okay? And I-N-F-E-C-T-O-N-S. In other words, people who are intentionally infected so that they become the vectors, whether they travel. Listen, all you'd have to do is hit the major airports, vaccination. Guess what's happening, Alex? They're setting up vaccination boards in the airport. You don't get your vaccine, you don't get on the airplane.
Exactly. Exactly as we predicted. Now they're saying you'll have to have a bracelet to get in a store. They lock down schools. If one kid gets sick, it isn't even the flu. It's the new medicalized tyranny. Great points, Mark. Let's talk to Andy in Florida. Andy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
My theory is that there's too much similarities and motive here between the economic crisis and the swine flu. I think that our economy and banking system basically completely collapsed last fall. And without the Band-Aid, you know, Ponzi-like Federal Reserve bailout, where it was nothing more than we gave the banks, you know, money on paper, and they turned around and bought our treasuries, that, you know, and sending 10 senior staff members over to China over the past, you know, 6 months, I think we have a real problem with our monetary system. And that it completely has to be reset, and that this swine flu is the, you know, the false flag to be ready for martial law in the event of a economic currency reset, you know.
No, that's it. They're going to use it, whether they just fearmonger and it isn't deadly. But if they need to, they'll release some bioweapon that does kill a bunch of people. If they need that to pose as saviors and put troops on the streets. I mean, they're doing it.
Well, I think, too, that everyone's got to keep in mind that you've got the baby boomers growing up. You've got all these massive retirement programs that can't be funded because the big companies have stolen all their retirees. You've got the situation where what do you do with an angry population that knows you've screwed them, that now you're going to try and kill them, that you're destroying their family? Listen, when America's backed into a wall, Alex, I remember the very first show I ever did with Art Bell. I said there's going to be a civil war in the United States because they're generating one. I said they'll turn everybody against everybody, and ultimately it'll be to cover their tracks from the greatest plundering of the most prosperous nation in history. That's what it's about. Jesus said it. You basically, the love of money is the root of all evil. The control of money is the control of all evil. And everybody should have asked this question. Excuse me, where in the Constitution did Hank Paulson get the authority to declare martial law if by blackmailing Congress they didn't go along with the bailout?
That's right. I mean, they threatened Congress with martial law if they didn't submit, and people didn't believe me when that happened, and then now it's mainstream news that we told the truth again.
Yep.
From our congressional sources. Thank you, caller. We're going to talk to a few more callers on the other side with Steve Quill. We'll be back next Wednesday as we go into this storm. We got to get the word out now. We've got to expose this is a hoax, that this is staged, or they are going to use it for the total takeover. They've got the assets in place.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Situation, the hype, the fear, how it's being used for political control. Coming up, he joins us in the next hour. So, stay with us for that. Steve Quayle will be back next Wednesday again, same time, to give us the latest updates and developments as we track and cover the flu situation with massive troop movements, open announcements of martial law, open announcements of quarantine, forced inoculations. For a non-event, this flu is nothing. So what are they planning? Let's go to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yesterday, while monitoring the cable news feeds, I came across the anchor and his bimbo babe downplaying the textbook by Mr. Holdren. And it was obvious they were, like, taking part in these interspersal techniques. Now, Steve, earlier you had mentioned neolinguistics. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how they use that neolinguistics to create the neural pathways in the brain at the Hegelian dialectic level.
Yeah, well, they teach a massive programming. Steve, thanks for the call, caller.
Do you want me to answer that, Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, really simply, it's you tell the lie, you tell it enough times, you tell it a big enough lie, and pretty soon people basically, because thinking does require some effort, neurolinguistic programming just means that on the referencing of keywords over and over and over, all the subliminal orders, if you will, or subliminal directions are automatically going to bypass your reasoning process, and you're just going to jump from A to B. Real simple. Flu, vaccine. Flu, vaccine. Flu, vaccine. Images, flu, people dying of flu. Oh, this is the most horrible flu. Images, sound, everything, flu, flu, flu. What's the NLP answer? Vaccine. So
yeah, I should have kept the caller on to ask him what they were saying, but
right.
They've had national publications attack me saying Holdren didn't write this book and didn't say it. We have the book. This guy wrote a whole bunch of books with Ehrlich, who was Bush Senior's advisor, saying forced drugging, forced sterilization, have the CPS take your kids at birth, and England's now doing it.
Right. Well, everything, that's why, Alex, the last thing I got to get through to everybody today is they've got to watch England. England will be the stepping stone or diving board to telling us what's going to happen. Should there be a nuclear incident in London, which I still believe there's going to be, then you can bet your bottom dollar we'll have one here too. So people have got to be open to everything. And for the record, this situation with Russia is not a lightweight deal. Behind back channels, if the United States goes to war with Iran, the Russians have already put us on notice.
Well, go ahead.
I'm telling you. Listen, doesn't matter what I think, doesn't matter what you think. I'm telling you that the Russians, whether people believe they're still a threat or not, the point is that they've already let it be known. And the fact that they have contempt for the current president of the United States is an understatement.
All right. Well, Steve Quayle, next week we'll get into false flags, stage terror. We'll see what else they may mix in with this whole bird flu hype that they're pushing. You were there years ago saying that this is one of their favorite moves. You were there early in the year before April even came up. So was I. We could see the buildup, the movement towards this. And SteveQuayle.com. Steve Quayle, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to break here in about 1 minute. We do have Congressman Ron Paul for 30 minutes while Congress is in recess. We really appreciate him giving us this time. I want to go over the End the Fed legislation. I want to go over the flu hype. He's a medical doctor who spoke out against it as a fraud in 76. He's on record there on video. I want to go over the economy, China and others moving away from T-bills. I want to go over just the basically what's happening in the world and our resistance to that as more and more people run on the Campaign for Liberty banner, like his son, Rand Paul, for Senate, and getting behind that. So 30 minutes with the one, the only, Congressman Ron Paul on the other side of this quick break as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on Global Shortwave, XM, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's already hour number four. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back Sunday with an abbreviated transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have the one, the only, Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul. We're going to talk about socialized health care. People have actually read the subsections. We have him here. Total takeover. He'll be breaking that down. He's got bills to beat it and to really fix health care. Auditing the Fed, we're going to get into that and so much more. And he's a medical doctor. We're going to talk about this flu hype, trying to stampede people into federalization, UN control of the level six pandemic, and a lot more with Congressman Ron Paul. Congressman, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Let's get into the National Socialist Health Care. Obama tried to stonewall people and said this is no big deal, but people have now read the bill. You're a medical doctor and a congressman. Can you tell us what's really in that bill?
Well, it is nationalized health care. This pretense that it isn't, you know, completely just means that it's there's some transition involved. So, no, their goal is to have one party payer, which means that they control everything. And there's a lot of other bad things in, too, like these, like this effort to consult with anybody who's over a certain age and talk to them about end-of-life type of procedures. This bill is just such an outrage. The American people see it for what it is. It's going to cost a lot of money. Their care is not going to be improved, and that special interest will be served.
Congressman, when I was talking to you when we first got you on during that one-minute break, you brought up the rebellion against really both parties, but mainly the Democrats, Doggett being shouted down, Republican congressman, Delaware congressman, Specter getting chanted down, people saying, we don't want your socialist big government health care. That has got to be exciting when their own constituents are shouting them down.
Yeah, I think, and this is different. I don't remember seeing the people so angry as they are now. But I think what they've discovered is that government is a failure. They've been. It isn't so much that they're all saints now and they don't want the government taking care of them. I think a lot of people have come to the realization that you can't trust government. Government's been promising me all this, and they were going to give me all these free things and wouldn't cost anything and I'd have a good job and we'd live happily ever after. They're starting to realize now that it's not so, and they're going to end up with a lot of debt, and the government can't be trusted. That's a healthy start. So it is our job now to fill in the void and tell them what the role of government ought to be so that we can take all this energy and anger and redirect it.
Exactly, because you have always said that the danger point is that when we come to this crisis, the collapse of big government, they're going to try to make it even bigger and a total tyranny. We've got to be there beforehand and during, saying, no, let's get back to the system that's proven to be the most bountiful, the most free, the beautiful system, the great design our founders gave us.
Yeah, and up until now, they've been able to use fear as their best tactic, and whether it's on foreign policy issues or domestic policy issues, that's how that first TARP fund went through. You know, the whole thing would be collapsing. You know, we have to do this rapidly. Don't ask any questions. Appropriate $700 billion, and we'll take care of everything. So if things get worse, they'll say, boy, this is more reason than ever for the government to take over. And, of course, we still have the threat of martial law coming in, because I think they haven't forgotten about that, and I don't think they'd hesitate to use it.
Congressman, when we come back, I want to talk about the establishment's response, though, to the majority of House members now wanting to audit the Fed and the people getting angry. Lloyd Doggett and others went on the news and said it was all staged, all fake. It didn't matter that I found out my neighbor was there and buying groceries at Randall's in South Austin where I live and went over and started chanting. It didn't matter if one of my dad's employees at his dental office was there at the meeting, a Democrat who was sent the letter and that she was mad at him. It didn't matter that it was real. He just says it's fake. But everywhere, people are saying, no, this just sounds like Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake.
Yeah.
In fact,
they'll wake up soon. I think that this is not going to go away very quickly.
Absolutely. But we're going out to break. We're going to come back and talk more about this. There they are, chanting at Lloyd Doggett. Hundreds and hundreds of people literally chasing him from the building. And he says it's staged. Well, it's not staged.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's great to have Ron Paul with us for a full half hour today in his very busy schedule. I have a lot of emails here, questions that listeners want me to ask, so let's go ahead and get into the questions. We ended that segment with video and audio of Congressman Lloyd Doggett, a big collectivist, being booed off the stage at a Randall's grocery store here in Austin. Now, I talked to people that were there. They said, we don't want this. And he said, I don't care what you want. I'm going to do it. I saw him during the cap and trade say, I don't care if I'm getting 5-1 calls against this. I'm going to do it. That seems to be his call sign. And then the media is acting like it's un-American and bad that citizens would dare chant at him. Is it un-American to go talk to your politicians?
Well, when we can't do that, it's all over. You know, the First Amendment tells you something about petitioning Congress and having some redress. So I would say that if they ever get to the point where they want to enforce that, where you can't call down your elected officials, the ballgame's over. But right now, I think there's still enough room. You're still on the radio. I still speak out. I still am in Congress. So we have a vehicle. The answer is going to be, can we awaken and alert enough people to become activists and rally the cry for freedom?
So the control freak statists are in a race against time. We're in a race against them. Where would you put our situation as humanity, as an American people? We see a huge awakening taking place. Is the momentum beginning to shift in our direction?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, I keep thinking about what our history was like in the 20s and the 30s. In the 20s and the 30s, early 30s, everything had already shifted intellectually. But even when Roosevelt ran in 1932, he ran on a conservative platform, the gold standard and balance of budget, and criticized Hoover for doing all the dumb things. But the intellectual community had already come to the welfare state and socialism, and that, is, of course, is what Roosevelt responded to. I think it may well be reversed right now, because now when I go out and talk to colleges and campuses and kids and all, they know what Austrian economics are, and they know about the Federal Reserve. I mean, just think of the momentum we have on the Federal Reserve, auditing the Fed. So I would say underneath the momentum is on our side. But in Washington, and the intellectual communities are still very statist. So this to me is very encouraging, but we have to translate that eventually into political action. But the contest is on, and we have a long way to go yet.
Congressman, what are the tricks up the sleeve of the establishment? The people don't want socialized health care. They don't want open borders. They don't want new wars. They don't want a private Federal Reserve that's above the law. But the establishment, it seems, instead of trying to give an olive branch, seems to be entrenching themselves further. I mean, you're a well-read person. I'm sure you know Alabama's announcing they're going to use regular army as their new police force. Schenectady, New York's asking for federal troops. The Marines in California are running DWI checkpoints. CNN and Fox are reporting the Army's going to lock down cities and try to carry out forced inoculations. Now, they're trying to announce this. I'm not saying they're going to get away with it, but they're certainly saying it. Martial law was threatened against Congress last year. They didn't give in to the bankers. Clearly, NORTHCOM, it appears, is a receivership arm now for the offshore corporations that are trying to assanguinate or absorb the United States. Your comments on the swine flu, the hype, the fear, it's killed less than 200 people in the U.S., and the regular flu kills 37,000, the CDC says, but they're saying the end of liberty, the end of freedom, forced inoculations because of a couple hundred dead. Is this an excuse for federal expansion of power?
Yeah, it's pure propaganda, you know, to get us involved overseas. It's war propaganda on somebody's going to attack us with a nuclear weapon if we don't go in and invade other countries. The same way you're domestically scare people. Most people don't know what you just said, that tens of thousands of people die from flu every year, and now we have a couple hundred, and they want us to just sacrifice our choices and just say, oh, okay, if you tell us we need a shot, we'll do it. But, you know, there will come a time when there will be enough of us that will just raise Cain. But the other thing that's happening is the government's running out of money. There's a limit. You know, they can have a lot of war propaganda, but if they don't have any money and can't fight these wars, the empire ends. Same way domestically. That's why people should be prepared for bad times and survival reasons, know how to take care of themselves, know something about personal health care. And there probably will always be an underground economy, regardless of how bad it gets, which means there will be, you know, even in the Soviet system, you know, the people who were in the know-how and always ended up with a private doctor. But let's hope it never gets that bad. That's the whole thing. That's what we work so hard to try to prevent. But when you hear these stories about the use of force and the use of martial law and the tremendous invasion of our privacy, that to me is scary, that nothing is private anymore. Everything in the government is secret, and your privacy is non-existent. That is where the real problem is. We need to reverse that sentiment.
Well, Congressman, you are a medical doctor, and I pulled up your quotes from the 70s when you came out and said, we've had a few deaths at a military base. That, by the way, was triggered after an inoculation. And then thousands died, tens of thousands got sick from the swine flu vaccine itself. You were proven right then. How did you know it was a fraud in 76, 77? And I know you've spoken out against it today. Can you specifically give us your take on where it's going? Because it looks like, from my research, Obama is going to use fear over this flu as a political smokescreen and as kind of a false flag or controlled crises so government can grandstand as our savior to push through the carbon tax in the Senate, yeah, to push through the amnesty, the gun control, the socialized health care. That's why you now see Pelosi and others saying, we're going to try this in October. I mean, do you concur that that looks like how this is triangulating, or give us your expert?
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I think, yes, there'll definitely be some votes in September and October for them to bring this up. But on the inoculations, main reason why I was skeptical even in 76 is I don't like the mass treatment of people. It's just bad medicine. That doesn't mean that I have an attitude that inoculations are never good. Matter of fact, I think polio was truly eradicated by inoculations as well as smallpox. But the question is should government be making massive decisions? Under the Constitution, there's not supposed to be any government involvement at all. So, but government's inept. I remember that vote in 76. It was interesting. There were two of us that voted against it. And the other one was Dr. Larry McDonald. And I'm sure you remember that name, but he and I were the only two, and we were, I think there were three physicians in the Congress, but the two of us, as physicians voted against it, believing it was bad medicine.
Yeah, I would ask you, Congressman, please don't take any flights from Alaska to South Korea.
No, I don't plan to do that.
Well, I think there'd be a revolt in this country if they did to you what they did to McDonald.
Yeah. So,
certainly.
We will continue the fight. There is no doubt about that. But the momentum is on our side. You know, people have warned me all about taking on the Federal Reserve. But the momentum is building. You know, we worry about how much pressure they have and how much authority they have. But because we've done our grassroots work, we've gotten the large majority of members of Congress to support our auditing bill. And that didn't come from me persuading the congressman. That came from exactly what's going on at these town hall meetings, the people being upset. In this way, I think we harness the energy in the correct way and say, look, there's a problem there, and one of the problems is they don't tell us what they're doing, and here we have this secret organization that prints money, spends the money outside the budget, and people have responded, and that's why we have this 282 members of Congress on it. I suspect we're going to get more. Once we hit the 290, which means it will have two-thirds vote, or the 300, right in that area, I think that's the time I'm going to really start putting pressure on the leadership to bring this up. So far, they're indicating that they'll bring the bill up, you know, in a mixture of other bills, but they might get bogged down. So I think after we go back there, you may be hearing some announcements on where we want to direct our energies, because we have such great momentum on that issue.
And then if the Senate tries to block it with a procedure, that is going to be political suicide, isn't it? Because, I mean, in polls, Over 75% of Americans want to audit or abolish the Fed. That will only say, what are you hiding? Why can't we look at what you're doing? I mean, did you see Bernanke? Well, obviously you did, sputtering and bumbling around on PBS in Kansas City about why no one can see the books. I mean, he looked like Sylvester caught with Tweety Bird feathers sticking out of his mouth.
Yeah. And, you know, what I'm suspecting, and we'll see if I'm right about this suspicion, is I think eventually they're going to use national security as an excuse to keep the books closed. You know, a lot of times what the CIA does and all, they say, oh, national security, you're not allowed to know this. We can't try this person, national security. Because they do use funds to get involved in foreign affairs because they can make deals with other governments, other central banks, international financial organizations, and that's the kind of stuff that they don't want us to know about. So if there's some really big deals going in there and they don't want us to know about it, we'll see. We'll see if they start talking about, well, some of this stuff you guys shouldn't know because that might undermine our national security.
Okay, Congressman, we've got about 12 minutes left. I want to move quickly now through a whole host of questions. For stations, a network break's coming up. It's our break. We're skipping it. The network's not taking it. Congressman Ron Paul is our guest till 30 after. Congressman, specifically on the economy, they told us 3 years ago we weren't in a recession. Then 2 years later, they admitted we'd been in one for over a year. Now they said a year ago, green shoots. Now they're saying again, the economy's wonderful. We've turned the corner. When every major indicator of joblessness and you name it is getting worse and worse, anybody on Main Street knows we're in trouble. Maybe it's good for bankers getting billion-dollar bonuses. What do you, as an economist, as a doctor, as a congressman, what do you see happening? What is the data you're seeing? Is this just more political hype to stall the imploding poll numbers of Barack Obama?
Yeah, I think so. And the one group that is doing quite well is that Goldman Sachs group. I mean, their business is booming and their profits are booming and they've lived off the government. But no, I think you'll see little blips upward and maybe they announce on the news it's all propaganda. Well, housing is doing so much better because it didn't go down quite as quickly as last month. Instead of losing 700,000 jobs last month, we lost 500,000 jobs and you're supposed to feel good. So it's a lot of propaganda. They first want you to be very fearful and get you to go along with what they want to do, and then they turn around and they want to convince you they're doing such a grand job and they'll tell you everything is wonderful. But there's a limit to how long they can fool the people. You know, if you've been out of work and you don't have enough money to feed your kids and you listen to this, you just don't buy into this stuff. So I've always argued that the people are generally 10 to 15 years ahead of Congress, whether it has to do with foreign policy or the war, drug war, or now even on some of these things that they're complaining about now. And that's why these events are very important to get the attention of the members of Congress, because ultimately they like their job. And if they know there's enough people out there, they're gonna pay attention and they'll change their voting.
Well, Congressman, when we look at what the Federal Reserve and others are doing, you on this show before have said we should have grand juries and others look at criminal activity. I mean, what about Goldman Sachs? I mean, it's most of the financial team Obama has. It's clearly a conflict of interest. And when Bernanke and Paulson and others and Geithner get asked about it by you and others, they just laugh at you, basically. I mean, can you lay out a plan or you know, put the bug in people's ear of who should go for a criminal investigation of this?
Well, I can't list names, but it should be looked at, and that's one advantage it would have if we were actually allowed to look at these books and find out what kind of deals the Federal Reserve makes. But, you know, it's a little bit more than Bernanke shaking hands with somebody and say, well, we're going to send you over $10 billion to tide you over. It's the immorality of the system, the violation of the Constitution, the idea that you can print money, the idea that gold is evil and that deficits don't matter. It's this philosophic argument that is so crucial. And we've suffered from it. Both left and right have argued the case. You know, you have big government conservatives and big government liberals. It's not like, you know, the conservative Republicans are for small government. You know that. They're
sure
not. But this is what we have to address, the immorality of the system. And somebody said, well, you know what, if we could just put Bernanke and few people in the administration in prison, this would solve it. But really, the Congress is complicit in all this. I mean, think.
Well, I agree. I mean, they asked the Fed to control interest rates and all those points you've made, but. You know, the issue here is if we arrest these people for their crimes, that illustrates and breaks their back right there to put in a constitutional system. So I'm just saying skip all the middle phases and go right to arresting the crooks. I mean, you have this special interest group of bankers who are above the law and can steal trillions of dollars, $23.7 trillion, and none of us dare.
Well, I don't quite have enough information to tell you who's going to get arrested or should be arrested and who's going to do the arresting, you know.
But your audit goes a long way towards beginning that process.
That is the purpose, is to find out the information, because I've argued that, see, I don't talk about control of monetary policy. I don't talk about a new monetary system. I'm talking about transparency and opening up the books and then going from there. People are upset and angry, and they know. And if these books get open about the time we have prices going up, that will be the inflation tax. People, you know, they're getting hit, but not as bad as if you have a CPI going up for 10, 15, 20%. That's when the people are really going to be upset, because they've lost a lot already. People lost a lot in the value of their homes and their stocks. But what happens if they lose the value of the purchasing power of their weekly paycheck or Social Security beneficiaries? And that is going to be a big event. Mm-hmm. And that is something, no matter what the government does, they can't take care of it, because the more they go into deficit financing, once the psychology shifts, it's amazing that we doubled the money supply and you didn't have a tremendous shift in psychology. Gold holds its own and it does go up. But there will be a point when the psychology shifts and they say, well, we need to help the elderly and the unemployed, so we're going to double their paycheck, their check, because they can't live on what they're getting. That psychology then is going to be the panic.
And then the inflation.
What will happen to your currency? That's what.
So it happens. It could happen overnight. Quickly now, in the time we've got left, a question. Does Dr. Paul foresee a default on U.S. debt, a bank holiday, and a quick devaluation of the UDS, much like happened in Argentina in early 2000? We already see they're having to monetize quite a lot of the debt, the government buying its own debt.
Well, I don't think it's going to be one of these things. In the old days, they had deliberate announcements and devaluations. The dollar's being devalued every single day. So that's going to happen. But there will be a time when the psychology changes, when it will turn into a rout, and that's what they can't control. And, of course, if they're in the control of the government and the power and the army and everything else, then they end up picking up all the pieces. But I don't think there'll be a bank holiday. I mean, that would help cause the panic that people then would really run out of the currency. So they're not going to close down the banks. They're going to keep the presses running. They don't default by not paying the bills. They're always going to pay Social Security. They're always going to pay.
They default by inflating. They default by inflating.
If they can inflate 50%, they've just defaulted on half of the debt. And that's
okay, Congressman.
Liquidate that.
In the limited time, more and more, it looks to me like Obama's going to be a one-term president. I mean, he's got a record drop in polls for a president 7 months into office. Your take on Obama's political fortunes? He promised the moon. He's delivering none of it. What do you see happening?
I don't think he'll be reelected, but I think it's way too early to know that for sure. But his circumstances are much more difficult. And I often thought about this early on, whether he would be like Roosevelt and never get blamed for anything. Roosevelt got more popular and kept getting reelected in spite of the fact that he really prolonged the Depression.
Yeah, I don't think he's following the Roosevelt pattern, do you?
Yeah, no, I think you're right on that. I think Obama is going to receive some of the blame, and rightfully so. Not that he created the monster. You know, the monster was there already.
But he certainly works for the same people. Congressman, next, 2012, it's a lot closer than it was. We're talking 2 years away from the campaign starting up. Ron Paul going to be running for president 2012?
Which country?
The United States. You know you have to run to educate people again, and now they're really going to be listening to you. Ron Paul, you're running for 2012?
I have no plans for that. I wouldn't be able to make a decision on that today. I mean, that's a long way off.
But we know you're going to do it, and I'll be supporting you.
Yeah.
Hey, what about your son? Another chip off the old block, medical doctor, Rand Paul. Looks like he can win in Kentucky. Looks like he's going to be running.
It sure does. He's making some announcements today and tomorrow. So I think it's going to be explicit. His one contention was he didn't want to take on an incumbent, you know, Bunning. Bunning is not the most popular guy, but he did do a pretty good job on the Federal Reserve and some other issues, and he didn't want to run against him. He didn't think it was smart. But Bunning is out, and now the big question is can Rand compete, you know, with Grayson, who's the establishment candidate? And that'll be a test on our supporters around the country, whether or not they'll send them enough money to run a good race.
And fire out the Campaign for Liberty, Rand's site. Give us some of the sites, Doctor, we should visit.
Well, Campaign for Liberty is our main site, and that's one to go. And I don't know precisely, but I'm sure Rand Paul for the Senate would find you something for his website. But we would welcome any support we can get.
Absolutely. We were going to have him back on in the next few days and again next week. And we've got his site up on screen. Also, campaignforliberty.com is up on screen. The barbecue is coming up in Texas. Find out more at Campaign for Liberty on that.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead about the barbecue.
No, that would have to be Ron Paul for Congress, re-elect for Congress, because Campaign for Liberty, this is going to be a political event. We're hoping to have a real nice event because it is in the district and it's in Galveston, and they got slaughtered, you know, with the hurricane. So we're trying to, perk the business community up a little bit there.
In closing, we got about 45 seconds. Holdren's book calling for putting sterilants in the water, having the CPS take all children at birth, and just total scientific dictatorship. Does it concern you that the White House science czar wrote a textbook on how to carry out world government?
Sure it does, but that stuff's been around. I'm just glad people are bringing it to the surface.
Would you call for an investigation into Holdren for these ideas?
I would call for an investigation of the whole government all the time, because there's too much government. It's too secret. So the more we find out about any of their shenanigans, the better.
Congressman Ron Paul, have a great recess.
All
God
right.
Bless you.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We know drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water
helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in
town
in New
Orleans. A few news headlines, my comments on them, and take some of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're expanding our operations, making more films, putting more videos out. We just posted one on Infowars.com that is a call to action. And it's a thank you for myself to everybody out there. In fact, let's punch that up on Infowars.com so PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can see it, and I can give the radio listeners the exact name. In fact, call Rob Dewin here. I forget the name he gave the video. Oh, he's gone out doing shoots. He's out shooting some images for the film. We've got the scene where Max Kaiser's talking about different issues, different corporate branding. I guess it's not up yet. I know hours ago he sent it to the guys, but it will be put up there soon. It's a video I need to go viral where I thank everybody for making The Obama Deception the number one free online film. And you guys can actually just go to the Alex Jones channel. That's where it is, and punch it up there for people on screen so I can get the name of the video for everybody. I thought that was up. But thank you. And this video is 6-7 minutes of myself talking about how viral the video is, how successful it's been at shattering a left-right paradigm and exposing both political parties. We use the hype of the Obama operation to put out a film that the general public would watch. Republicans would watch because they thought it was bashing Obama. Democrats would watch because they thought it would be some racist thing. And then they would see it, and it shows you how they're all controlled. It shows you how they're all New World Order. There it is. A special thanks from Alex Jones. Up on the Alex Jones channel, the newest video. I am asking everybody to go to the Alex Jones channel. We'll put it up on Infowars.com. We'll put it up on PrisonPlanet.com so it's easy to find, to get it out to everybody. This video needs to be seen because the film has over 20 million views online. 3 months into the film being out, it had 15 million. A few weeks ago, I spent about an hour and a half counting up on other sites over 20 million views. 3 million just on one alone, 2.5 million on another, 1.25 million on another, 700,000 on another, 500,000 on this one, 500,000 on that. It takes time to count these up. I want to boost it up to 40 million in the next few months. And if you email your whole email list, post it on YouTube, Google, give it to people, point it out at work, tell your email list, we can do that. Very exciting. They're very afraid. If you Google the term Obama now on Google, one of the front page things is the Obama deception. You Google Obama, it's Obama. YouTube. In fact, show people. Go to YouTube. Just type Obama into the search. And of the 10 first links, 3 of them are my videos. At least they were this morning. It got pointed out to me. Of course, when they notice that, they'll probably shut it down. But keep scrolling down. See, the Obama deception is like the 7th link. And then there's a couple more in there that are my videos. The point is, it is all right there. I mean, that is really hurting the establishment. Jib Jab. My videos get more views than Jib Jab videos now. And that's thanks to you. See, I'm not doing this for monetary success. I'm doing this because reaching tens of millions of people will defeat the globalists, will bring them down. Now, here's another issue. The London Telegraph is reporting that Barack Obama Joker poster is denounced as racist. So you're allowed to make Bush be a vampire attacking Statue of Liberty. You know, we posted that from an artist. Nobody said, oh, you don't like white people. Or, you know, we show Idi Amin as a monster. That is their talking point. They're saying by making him look like the Joker, which really fits on his face, it's supposed to mean he's a bad guy, we're racist. It doesn't work anymore. Use it. Your mind control doesn't work. That's why when I saw the racist talk yesterday, I put in an order for 500 T-shirts. We got 8 different variants of them now. One says Obama, fascism. One says Obama socialism, both 2 flavors of command and control. One says Infowars.com on it. And on the back, it says stop the criminal, stop the new world order. There's different messages. There's 8 different T-shirts. In fact, click on the banner for the I want everybody to get this T-shirt. I want everybody wearing it. I want everybody to have it. We've got the image posted, too, if you just want to grab it and put it on your own shirt. But this supports us. It's inexpensive. We've got the T-shirts. Right now, get them, ladies and gentlemen. Order them today. Barack Obama, Joker socialism poster denounces racist. The poster shows U.S. president with white face paint, dark eye shadow, and smudged red lipstick. I didn't know the Joker was racist. I guess it's against white people when Heath Ledger's doing it. And the caption, socialism, an apparent attack on U.S. president's efforts to reform health care and stimulus spending. Reform, mean take it over. It is unknown who created the disturbing image, which some believe has racial overtones. Oh, it's disturbing. And how dare people boo Congressman Doggett? They must not like whites. If you don't want the government running your life and ration health care, you're a racist. Oh, my God, they're racist. It's mean-spirited and dangerous. We have issued a public challenge to the person or group who put this poster to come forth and publicly tell why they have used this offensive depiction to ridicule President Obama. The Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable denounced it as racist and evil. That's right. How dare you show a political figure in a bad light? They've only done that for thousands of years, showing Caesar as a tyrant and Hitler as a tyrant and George Bush as a tyrant. You don't dare show him as a tyrant, though. George Washington got shown as a tyrant because he wouldn't side with the French in another war with the British. Did he go out and have? No. He said that's their right to do it. You're a thug. And he's telling people, report on anybody to the government that criticizes his health care and arrest anybody that criticizes him. We have the newscast. He is run by a bunch of criminals. You want to, in fact, have, I know Douglas is gone, but I want to do what Mark Dice is doing. Get him at markdice.com. Get the posters, the images we've made of the image with socialism, fascism, InfoWars, and create a flyer, a color flyer page where people can print them. In fact, Aaron can do it. He can go get on Douglas's computer right now, grab all those images we made for the T-shirt. We'll put free flyers up so you can print them off. We'll put it up, make them, and put them everywhere. That's it. I'm launching the operation in Austin. I'm going to be on TV, YouTube, putting them up. I'm going to stand up against your political correctness and your attempt to chill free speech and kill our country. I mean, in the U.S. and England, they're putting cameras in people's houses, the CPS is, just saying, new parents, you have CPS watching you. You're guilty till proven innocent. They're having the army. His health care plan in Section 163 allows government real-time access to bank accounts, just like in Europe where they debit. Total control, end of all freedom. You bet he's a New World Order joker. I mean, his science head is a eugenicist saying sterilize, get rid of black people, get rid of the Hispanics, get rid of Asians, sterilize everybody in the U.S., take everybody's kids at birth, eco-science, you heard Ron Paul talk about it, it's real. We got the book scanned up at Infowars.com. This is real. You're the racist bastards. Just like Margaret Sanger said, we'll hire blacks to sell the blacks on being sterilized. That's all he is. Just like they'd hire Native American leaders to sell out their own people. That's what he is. He's the real racist. He's the globalist. He's the guy that expanded and doubled funding for forced abortions in China and Africa because his White House science chief calls for it. That guy's getting rid of black babies. But because he's 6.5% African, you love him. They put a black face on the New World Order. Everybody was ready for revolution under Bush, but they put a black face on the New World Order. And everybody's like this. I guess KRS-One supposedly racist? No. He's not here to get pimped or chumped or scammed. And neither am I. I see through all your propaganda and your bull. I want freedom for everybody. I told you they put him in to create racism. So when people didn't want his agenda, they would say they were racist to get blacks and minorities freaked out and everybody fighting with each other. So when they bring in the swine flu and the tyranny and there's riots, they can make it racial. He's a race pimp and his controllers are pimping out racism and creating racism in the name of stopping it. Bring Aaron in here. Please, I want to make sure it's done. I want to make sure that we take all those big images we made with InfoWars and fascism and other things. He is more of a fascist than even a socialist. be bad enough he was stealing the money and giving it to people to control him. They're stealing the money, giving it to offshore banks. So Tarpley's like, you should make it fascism. He's more fascist. And I agree with Tarpley. So we've got one of those for sale, too. Do me a favor. I know Douglas is off. I just want to give you specifically these directives, please, sir. I know Douglas is off doing shoots right now for the film, some B-roll. Go get off his computer or call him the Obama fascism image we use for the T-shirt, but just the image, the big image, the Obama socialism, the Obama InfoWars, and put them up in color to be downloaded so people can get a color copy or even a white copy and plaster them. We're not going to be intimidated. We're going to go out today or tomorrow. We'll go to Kinko's, have 1,000 of these printed. The whole office will go out. We're going to go out with staple guns and put them all over power poles. And I'm sure cops will try to stop us. I mean, we've got videos of armored vehicles slamming over curbs, jumping out in D.C. You just experienced this, running up saying you're not allowed to hand out flyers against healthcare at the park and saying, I will arrest you with hand on gun. That's a separate guy. We have that video, Young Americans for Liberty, D.C. police SWAT with subtitles. Because the audio is not good. I mean, dude, this is crazy. Tell folks, I don't know if you're going to have that video ready on time. It is ready. Aaron, sit down before we play this video and then take a few calls. Because this is what I mean, folks. Tyranny isn't just them announcing Army and Marines to be on the streets for drunk driving and checkpoints and for counties that are collapsing. The martial law is everywhere we go now, even Austin, cops come up and say, turn your cameras off or you can't stand here with a sign. Permits are for standing and blocking streets when people wanted to have a Macy's parade. Then they expanded that like 501c3 with churches. Didn't exist till the 50s. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But then from that, they said you can't have a church without a government permit. You had over and over again cops come up, security guards threaten. You saw them doing it to families, Cub Scouts, you said. And then you had a security guard at the World Bank say, we're going to play the audio and video, but as soon as he sees you take the camera off, he thinks it isn't on. And he says, you know, I killed a lot of people in Iraq. One too many. Well, maybe not one too many. He's saying you, one too many. And he says, like, it's okay that he just threatened you. I got a Bronze Star. My job is you're now an Iraqi. You're now a Fallujah slave. I mean, describe what it was like in D.C. I mean, we have literally hundreds of these on video.
Yeah, I talked with Burmis about this for an hour the other day, but there were so many examples I didn't cover them all. Out of 30, 40 monuments, we must have got harassed 15, 20 times. And here at the IMF, My Right to Film, I just asked this guy real quick if he mind if I film the logo, because he's standing right there. Made very clear I wasn't filming him or doing anything to him. But he decided to make it about himself, walk into the frame, and then once he thought I wasn't filming anymore, he kind of made this veiled threat about killing.
Kind of made a veiled threat.
Yeah.
You better not film this. I killed a lot of people in Iraq, one too many. Well, maybe not one too many. You said he was getting in your space when that happened.
He may not want to film me. I killed too many people in Iraq. Well, maybe just enough.
And that's it. See, they now get to have the status and rule. And, of course, this guy happens to be black. If you say you don't want somebody doing a veiled death threat, you don't like blacks now. Of course, we got a white guy pulling up with an armored vehicle jumping out to kids saying you can't hand out flyers in America. And they say no free speech. And he goes, yeah. We probably won't have time to play the video, but it's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. Young Americans for Liberty, just YouTube that, it comes up. And he's got the hand on the gun in the armored vehicle, and he's just going, God, I mean, it's like, I can't believe you're handing flyers out in America. You don't do that, boy. I mean, it's like, we're ready to roll, you Iraqi. So let's go ahead and play the clip of Aaron being given a veiled death threat for daring to film the World Bank that's sucking America dry. Now, did you hear that? I killed one too many people in Iraq. Well, I didn't kill one too many.
Maybe just enough.
Maybe just like, you want to film in America on a sidewalk? I kill people. Your bank account belongs to me. They told us it's our time. And let me tell you, you go anywhere in America, they walk up and they go, cops, doesn't matter. They go, we're going to plant bombs on you. We're going to put you in jail. We're going to say you're a terrorist. That's right. The terror lets us take over. And now the flu going to let them take over. And don't you speak out against it, or you're anti-American. White Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
I guess you're White Al-Qaeda, Aaron.
Anyone with a camera basically is in D.C.
No, it's everywhere now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys said in Philly they were coming up to you. You can't film Independence Hall in a park. They walk over. What are you doing, slave? I can't believe you're filming in America. What do you think? This is America? You know, I haven't even played the video of the cops framing the girl. Have you seen this?
No.
Go ahead and pull that up. A cat jumps out. She wrecks. Doesn't hurt anybody. The cops get there. And the cop rams into her. So he's going to frame her for it. And he frames her and then comes and gets in the car and says, she goes, is everything? And he goes, oh, I'm going to take good care of you, honey. He didn't even tell her she's going to be framed at the station. Just like she's not even a human. He's going to frame her and it means nothing. It's fun. It's enjoyable. Because he works for foreign banks and it's his time. He killed people in Iraq. He going to do it here now. Go ahead. Here it is.
Come here, Matt.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to show you something. We're going to bend this a little bit because he's drunk, so it is what it is.
Hey,
you see? Well, I mean, I don't lie and make things up ever. That's wrong. But if I need to bend a little bit to protect the cop, I'm done.
I hear you, man.
You see the angle of her car? Yeah. See the way it's like this?
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to word it that she was in the left-hand lane.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And that she, when the cat jumped out, she abruptly cut over this lane and slammed on the brakes.
Okay.
Because at the angle of the crash, his is over here.
Okay.
Hers is on that side.
And that's the angle fine, of the man. Crash.
Fine. I'll make sure Andre gets, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fine.
Andre!
All right. Their wallet or stuff on it.
Just give me your basic cat. Yeah, I don't want to get it. Andre, come here a minute. Little Walt Disney to protect the cop because it wouldn't matter because she's drunk anyway. You see the angle of her car? You see where the collision is?
No problem.
Did you've already taken photographs? Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, is there any way, here's what I want to articulate, that she was in this lane and cut over his leg.
That's what it looks like.
Because at the angle, his damage thing
on
this
side,
and in fact, what I tried to do is when I had on camera talking with the cat, it's not a cop. If the cat were to jump, you would get diverted.
Okay, that's enough. You can go watch the rest of the video. In fact, there's the title of the video. Pop it back up for me. Florida cops caught on dash cam trying to cover up their rear-end crash. So they didn't just charge her for having a few beers. They charged her with reckless driving and with driving their car into the officer. The truth is she was already parked after running off the road with the cat, and the cop rear-ended her. But see, with a psychopath, she's nothing to him. You wonder how psychopaths can grab a little kid and pull their teeth out with pliers. It's fun. And you hear the cops laughing. It's funny they're about to try to ruin her life because she's not a human. She's a subhuman cat, a cattle to be fed on. She's a big, fat, juicy cow they want to sink their teeth into. And you notice how it's all just regular every day. We're going to frame this lady. Great. Oh, man, I love framing people. Absolutely. Hell. Of course, here in Texas, they just pull you over and take all the money out of your wallet. So, I mean, you know, punch you in the face if you don't like it. Because this is their country now.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Look, I said I was going to go to calls here at the end, and I started playing videos and ranting, and everybody on hold. John's writing your first name down. You'll be first up tomorrow when we open the phones up if you call in. But I did have Steve Quell for 2 hours, Ron Paul for 30 minutes.
Call him drunken Ira Hayes.
I mean, there is just so much going on. I mean, this country's going to hell in a handbasket. And look, I know that all police aren't corrupt and evil, but every major department we know of has had cops forcing women to have sex with them and stealing stuff and dealing drugs. And I grew up and saw it in Dallas. And the public's figuring this out. I mean, I want people to know, when a cop's testifying against you, they are trained to lie. And the public doesn't know that. They're just now discovering it. And I've had the cops lie on me before. I've seen them beat people up and then charge them. It's not enough you beat somebody up, then you charge them with attacking you. We're humans. We're not gods like you, but we're at least human. You can be gods. We just want to be humans. We're as good as you. I know that's a sin and a crime. And look, just take your shots. You know, I know you think you got it all figured out. Drink the tap water. Take the shots. Laugh at us. Let the bankers rob you. You love it. Good. And give your kids shots then, cops, if it's all so funny and I'm a big fat liar. I just can't handle it anymore. I'm a good person. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm tired of the corruption. I don't think corruption's cute. And I don't think it's funny. And it's running rampant all over everybody. And the corrupt cops are making the bad cops look bad. You got the corrupt cops, you got the good cops, and you got the cops that ignore the corrupt cops. And the good cops are outnumbered more and more because the other cops are neutral. Neutrality to corruption and evil is support of it, is commanding the evil. There's a famous quote, I forget by who, but not standing up against evil is commanding the evil to be done, is the paraphrase. And it's true! I want to be everybody's friends, but I'm tired of seeing the cops that look like third world goons. I've been to third world countries. I've seen the corrupt swagger. And a lot of the cops have it now, and I'm sick of it. I want to thank a few sponsors here at the end. Retransmission with one incredible show, Breaking Down the Flu, is about to begin. I challenge everybody to call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in right now. I want people to know about frontsite.com. You've heard of millionaire patriot Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Frontside Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of free training to my listeners at frontsite.com. That's frontsite.com. The offer is only available for a limited time, and you need to check it out, ladies and gentlemen. You get a 30-state concealed weapons permit. You get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol, and you get basically 75% off the 5-day course. They fill up quickly, so check it out. Frontsite.com, FrontSight.com, Frontsite.com. Akola Blue, the absolutely amazing atmospheric water generator that I have in my home, we have in our office. You need to get it. You need to check it out. 7.5 gallons a day, stainless steel container, 7 filters, including reverse osmosis. This is right out of the atmosphere. It doesn't get any cleaner. Acolablue.com, 800-691-6043 to get a free brochure, 800-691-6043, or acolablue.com, E-C-O-L-O-B-L-U-E.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. They're all over the site. And finally, Survival Seed Bank. In a crisis, having non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds is key. They produce more seeds for crop after crop. The globalists are hoarding up all the seeds themselves, trying to buy up the companies and shut it down. Animal ID, premises ID, laws try to restrict organic farming. Has passed the House. Get your seeds today, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Don't wait. Get your storable food, your firearms, your survival seeds, survivalseedbank.com, 877-327-0365. Incredible transmission. Great job, crew. We are upping our fight to get the word out, to fight the globalists. Make the Obama deception for free go viral. We've got a link up on InfoWars and Prison Planet for the best online free copy. Get it. Get it out to everybody. Get the free flyers we're posting of the Obama Joker. Get them up. Don't let them silence you. Back tomorrow live.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's acolablue.com.